Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5. With Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It is Over Under 98.5, the podcast. People have been asking for it, and here it is. I'm Joe Murray, joined by Dan Lifshatz. Hello, Dan.
What's going on, Joe?
Dan's under the weather, but that doesn't stop him from picking winners.
I feel fucking terrible, man. I feel awful, so I'm going to do the best I can.
Let's go, Dan. Pipe it up.
I'll tell you this. I poured in a lot of research the past few days.
Pipe up.
I've been feeling like garbage. So
that leads us off. Leads us off with a little something here. Percentages are very good for the both of us. If you're following or listening, you're doing very well. And I think for the most part, people who have been diehards, and thank you for all the reviews. They've been outstanding. A couple shit ones here and there, but overall, we like it. Whether they're bad or good, we need them.
There were a couple shit ones that actually didn't even mean to be shit
ones.
Yeah,
I know.
Which are really funny. They meant to be 5 stars, and they put 1 star on it, but it's okay, guys. Don't worry. But we appreciate it very
much. We need them all. I mean, listen, I'm a guy who's worked in hospitality and in the automotive business. If you have a perfect rating, something's not right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, that doesn't mean don't give us 5 stars and review us.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to rate, review us, even if you don't like us, 5 stars, we appreciate it.
Thank you. Dan, I am 90, 48, and 8 against the spread. I'm up 52 units on the year, and my percentage is 65%.
I am in all football right now, plays I've given out on the podcast and on Twitter, 38, 15, and 1.
That's what, 70?
I believe is 70%.
70%. So one of the reasons why my percentage is lower than Dan's is I'm playing way too many games, and I am betting halves like crazy. People love the half action. So I'm using it against my record. I don't bet them all. But, yeah, like the Browns last week, that hurt us on Sunday night.
Yeah, that was that one hurt.
They sucked. We can sit here all day and say what's wrong with the Browns. It's that coach. But I'll tell you this much. A little teaser here. I've lost a lot of money on the Browns this year.
I might
go one more week with them.
I haven't. I think what if they're 1-2?
We had opening day against the Titans.
Okay, yeah.
And then lost this last.
Yeah, but didn't we also take them to cover versus the Jets?
That's what we did.
It was big. You went like 7-0 that day.
Yeah.
There's no way you lost money on the Browns.
Whatever. Yeah, I might back them again this week, and we'll get into the NFL stuff.
We'll discuss that.
But overall, though, yes. Like, hey, listen, we gave up Michigan. Michigan got their asses handed to them. Another thing, too, is me and Dan went up against each other 3 games last week.
Yep.
And I was 3-0 or 2-1?
3-0.
I'm trying to think. I remember USC. You had USC.
Yep.
Fink comes in out of nowhere. By the way, they go on the road this week.
I know.
Against Washington.
I saw that. I did see that. And Slovis still has not been cleared, by the way.
And then the Central Florida game, I just would like to say, they came back. It was great. I had them second half. They won. When you go for field goals in college football to go up 6 points, you know.
On the road.
And then you lose on the Philly special, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose.
Pittsburgh deserved to win that game by 20.
But they blew it, though. Pittsburgh blew it.
They won.
But no, they won. I'm taking the L. Take your victory lap.
No,
what was the third
one.
Game, though, that we went up against each other?
I can't remember what it was.
But I had the Pats First half, which hit, and then the over 23, and I hate them. And then Stidham comes in and throws the pick six. That's what I mean by halftime bets. That minus seven looked too good to be true, and it was.
Yeah.
It was. And there's a seven on the board this week for the Patriots.
The Bears second half. I told you I hated that bet.
Okay. Whatever.
I think that was
whatever. Right. So if you like me, you like Dan, you know, if you followed Dan, you won. If you followed me, we got you back.
If you followed Joe, you won tons of money this weekend, too. I'm pretty sure you demolished college football Saturday. Listen, we did well. We had our first losing slate of the entire season. We went 6-8 on Sunday.
And a lot of them were bad halftime bets.
Monday, we went 3-3. So we actually were, I believe, 9-11 in football this week. You took the Titans on Thursday. I took Jacksonville. That's what it was.
That was the third game.
That was it.
And we might be on different. We're going to do a Periscope, so we'll don't worry about that. I'm sure everybody will see it.
This the podcast already comes out after Periscope, so it doesn't matter anyway. So.
Any takeaways from you though? Just NFL, college football. I guess you can start off. I have a couple, but go ahead.
Yeah. First thing, Pats cut Antonio Brown. Obviously, everyone knows that by now. If you listen to my NFL preview podcast, our NFL preview podcast.
Dan's.
My apologies.
It's okay. It was yours.
Fuck off. If you listen to the NFL preview podcast, you know that I was low on the Patriots coming in this year. Been to the Super Bowl time after time after time. Eventually, team's going to get slowed down. I felt that after Antonio Brown, they had a real chance to make it back because they were adding so much talent. Losing Antonio Brown, I go back to the same feeling I had before. I had a Pat 600 ticket. I sold it. I feel good about it. I don't think they're going to win the AFC this year. I feel pretty good about saying the fact that I think Kansas City's better than them. I think Baltimore is better than them. And I know everyone's going to hate me for this and thinks I'm crazy because I said this on the Offer Show with Felger. I think Cleveland is better than them. Now, the coach leaves something to be desired with Cleveland, but talent-wise, they are better. And again, everyone wants to talk about the Patriots' defense. They have played three terrible fucking teams. And this week, they get a first test with, by the way, a team that has no offense. So you can't really take away a lot from the Patriots' defense in the first 4 weeks. We'll see what the Pats offense can do against the Bills' defense. That's another story, and we'll get into that. But Antonio Brown, in my opinion, kills the Patriots. I think that's a season ender for them. I know everyone will disagree. This is not about what he did off field. This is not whether or not they should cut him. This is merely discussing the team and their odds. I don't give a shit how you feel about whether the team should have kept him or not. Discussing the odds without Antonio Brown, the Patriots take a massive step backwards. I think they're fucked. Now, honestly,
did it change the odds in Vegas?
Yes, it did, actually.
At the time.
Almost every single sharp person I know sold their tickets. Every single person.
Well, while we're on it, okay, we already mentioned like the injuries in the NFL last year and last week and the things to that degree. To me, Dan, it's the Patriots, it's the Chiefs, it's the Cowboys.
You don't think Baltimore's in there? They just lost by 5 to Kansas City?
What I like about Baltimore is they have balls and they go for 2 often. All right. But, I mean, as far as teams that, like, Philly, Green Bay, we'll find out, right?
You don't think New Orleans has a chance if Breeze comes back?
They definitely have a chance. You know what? That was a good performance by them last week.
How about the Rams?
So, can we talk about them for a second? Do you know how many people shit on Goff and say he sucks and whatever?
I think he's
all they do is win.
But again, who's he surrounded by? Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks.
Well, I think the defense
Robert Woods,
is pretty
Todd
good.
Gurley, Gerald. I mean,
I've watched them have winning drives. Let's throw them in the mix. That's 5. That's 4 or 5 good teams.
Yeah, and
besides that, though,
you'll probably have another team emerge. I think the Browns
maybe.
Will emerge.
And I think Houston had a good win last week against the Chargers. That was one we were different on, but we didn't do it. We didn't bet it.
True.
But like Indy. No. Washington, Giants, no. Tampa Bay, no. Lions, Seattle, Arizona, no. Minnesota, Chicago, no. But that defense, unbelievable. Jacksonville, Denver, no. And then Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. So when you look at it, are there really teams that you can back?
And again, I don't think this is going to happen. Could you possibly say Carolina? If they look as good as they did last week with Kyle Allen going forward, do you think they could emerge?
Could they?
I think they're an interesting team.
So that's the thing now is, if you feel good about a team, lay it. Like, Dallas plays this week against New Orleans. That's going to be a good test. For me, I'd lay it. I mean, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. But, like, the Rams, they got a high number this week of 10. We mentioned the Patriots already, and they have their issues with receivers right now and no fullback. They can't run the football well. Their defense really hasn't been tested. I know they look good.
Their defense is really good. But I think their defense is now going to have to make up for a lot of their offensive inefficiencies.
And that's what helped
Pats
them win a Super Bowl.
Can't run the ball, and they have three wide receivers, which I think are three or four wide receivers who I think are really good. But you can't win as a one-dimensional team in the NFL anymore. Yeah. Unless you're really a ground-and-pound team, which I don't think they are. So, listen, I think that was the takeaway.
Just college football for me. There's still this thing about teams going on the road. We mentioned Central Florida. They went down last week. I mean, they're probably out of it now when it comes to
national championship. Yeah, they're done.
Stanford, I don't know why they continue to be somewhat favored in games. Or low spreads, but they are again this week.
Oh, I wanted to talk about something. Continue. Yeah, keep going.
Ohio State's going to get a test with Nebraska this week, 17.5. That's a big one.
We'll definitely discuss
the
that.
The UCLA game, like, that thing was out of control. I thought I was drunk.
UCLA was the craziest. So I'll tell you this, Joe. I was driving back from a wedding. My wife got sick. I just was tired. All my boys were staying over. I said goodbye to them, whatever. We drove back from Stowe, which is a three-hour drive. I'm on Colorado State, and I'm watching the UCLA game. Not, like, watching it, but, like, you know, the score pops up ticker. I told her I wouldn't, you know, be looking at the scores and everything, so I just have it pop up while I'm driving. Just every score pop up, and I'm like, holy shit, UCLA is actually going to do this. They keep popping up. I ended up watching the game this week. What a wild game that was. Holy crap. That might be one of the craziest college football games you'll ever see.
I was at a bar, and I went to look at the second halves. And I had second half Georgia, which hit. They beat Notre Dame. And then I had Colorado plus 8.
Yeah,
and
I
took
that.
Them second half.
And then all of a sudden I see
the Wazoo UCLA over under 27.5 second half. And I'm like, do I want to touch that thing? And I said to myself, nope. Overtime, something.
Ride the Colorado.
Colorado
won, right?
They won outright.
Yep.
They beat Arizona State.
Yep.
But that UCLA game, I looked at that second half, and I looked at it, and I laid off it. I'm happy I laid off it, but if I was on the over, I would have been very smart.
Yeah, well, I mean,
very smart.
It would have been one of the easiest plays of the year. But
all right, so enough of the jibber jabber. Anything else?
One more thing. Second half teams, Joe. I want to talk about this because there are some second half teams.
Can I throw one out? North Carolina. How many guys took them last week? Appalachian State?
Colorado's in the comeback win against
Nebraska.
Look this up. Those two teams combined in the second half right now, 8-0 against the spread.
Wow. So yeah, and I took them last week. Appalachian State was down 10.
There's a few others too. I believe the Redskins are 3-1 in the second half.
They had a second half comeback.
Sorry, 2-1 in the second half. The Pats, I believe,
they didn't cover this week.
Are now 0-3, well, depending on where you got
Dallas, I think, might be up there because they covered last week too.
Oh, yeah. And then Detroit also. They lost Arizona. That second half screwed them. But the other two second halves, they've covered easily. So just some teams you want to keep track of. Just in the second half, I would look at UNC and Colorado second halves, Joe. Almost as right now, they're 8-0 combined. Maybe something we continue to track going forward. And then the final thing is that starting this week for our college football win totals, I'll be posting records and games what we have. There are some massive, massive decisions for us this week. Massive. So we will go over those as well on Twitter. We're not going to go over them here, but on Twitter too.
So. All right. So one last thing I just wanted to mention. One thing that was a huge percentage last year, Dan, was teams, whether it was against the spread or whatnot, like if you would just take them, forget about the spread. This year, straight up, I had this earlier, and I'll pull it up on my, I had it on my, okay, yeah. All right, a couple of things I just wanted to mention quickly. Road underdogs in the NFL, 6 points or less this season, 14-6-1. So keep that in mind as we head into a new week. And I believe There was one other odd that I wanted to bring up. Oh, since 2005, teams that have started the season winless have gone 39-23-1 in week four. So we got the Dolphins, Redskins, Cardinals, Broncos, Bengals, Steelers. So we'll get into all that.
Are you backing all those teams this week?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, you can't back the Bengals and the Steelers. You have to choose one.
Oh, my God. I didn't even bring this up. The refs last week in that fork, we talked about that slate. The refs were putrid. I had the Steelers second half they lost. Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, great record. And then I had the New Orleans plus +7. It went to a push. There was a phantom pass interference call.
In the final.
An interception that got returned. And then they scored a touchdown, and then they didn't even go for two of the field goal.
Yep.
So I pushed, but it was bullshit.
Agreed.
And everyone knows it.
That was bad.
All right.
That was a bad push beat. How about that? Bad push beat.
Yeah, a push beat, whatever that is. By the way, PP stands for?
Podcast Play.
And when you DM us and say, hey, guys, what are your picks? What are we going to tell you?
Listen to the podcast. We're not going to give out picks. And again, this week it happened again. People are asking me for picks. I'm not giving them out. Don't ask me for the plays.
I gave out the Ravens plus +5 before the game because I got an itchy finger.
Yeah.
And sometimes the Lions move, right? The Lions, I had them at 7 and went down to 3.5.
And I didn't yell at you, so bad Joe. Bad Joe. Anyways, yeah.
Listen to the podcast.
Just listen to the podcast, and then you guys will have all our plays and all our thoughts. Pretty simple.
All right, let's get into college football coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985 college football, another Friday night slate. A couple of good ones we have. We have Duke, Virginia Tech, Penn State, Maryland. That one's going to be on national television. San Jose State, Air Force, and then the late night one, Arizona State at California. So all these teams have been in the mix on your Saturday cards over the last couple of weeks. We'll start with Duke and Virginia Tech. Right off the bat, Virginia Tech's minus -2.5 in this one, Dan. We know Duke just isn't the same team as they were last year, but they're still productive. The line's 2.5. I'm already smelling Duke. But last year, I will tell you that I backed Daniel Jones in this game, and Virginia Tech kicked their ass 31-14.
Yeah, but Virginia Tech sucks this year. I mean, if you look at their schedule,
BC.
Well, they lost to BC. They almost lost, I believe, the week afterwards, and I'll pull up their schedule here. They almost lost Old Dominion. They ended up beating them by 14. They almost lost to Furman. They were down by like 15 to Furman and beat them by 7. So, I mean, I know they're 2-1, but they are a shitty 2-1. Meanwhile, Duke, I mean, they lost Alabama and they got murdered their first week, which again is fair. It's Alabama. They've had 4 months to, you know, kind of prepare or whatever. But, you know, Duke, they crushed Middle Tennessee State, who is not, you know, they're not a terrible football team. I mean, they gave, you know, what was it, Michigan, I think, a run for their money for a little bit. And I believe their other one was North Carolina AT&T, which, you know, really doesn't mean anything. But I'd say their 2-1 is far more impressive than Virginia Tech's 2-1. I know this game is at Virginia Tech. I'm not touching it. I'm not really interested in it, but I do think if I was going to take a side here, I'd probably take the points with Duke.
So here's the thing. The ACC, this is the beginning of an ACC matchup. Virginia Tech's at home. They should be favored in this one. They should be. Are they the better team? Probably not. Who's played better? It's Quentin. What's the quarterback's name? Quentin Harris. Guy's played well. I mean, he's, you know, again, there's a lot of footsteps there to replace, but the running game has been good for Duke. So, and this kid Harris can move. I think he's going to give him fits. to me, I see a dude. I see that a classic ACC matchup. I don't know. I that 2.5 points. It's going one way or the other.
The
like what I mean by it is it's not going to be a blowout.
The total's sitting at 52.5 now, too. There's not really a lot of edge in this one.
I like 27-24, maybe?
I know this is the early game. I feel like this is a toss-up game. I don't have a lot of edge on this
out
one.
On this game.
I agree with you on that.
All right, we'll get to the Penn State-Maryland in a second here, but Air Force versus San Jose State, Air Force is giving 19 points.
Yeah. So
this game was a 3-point. No, they played a couple. You know what? It was a couple of years ago. I thought it was last year.
So okay, well, there's that.
But Hammond's legit.
Okay,
for Air Force.
But San Jose State is on a back to back and a short week.
Mm.
So to me, that is definitely a bad sign for San Jose State. Now, to be fair, San Jose State has looked better this year.
Yeah, 1-2 against the spread. San Jose State. Yeah. All the games have gone over.
Yeah, they lost to Tulsa. Who they actually, for whatever reason, that spread was really close. That
they give up 25 points a game.
They beat Arkansas at Arkansas, which, again,
say what you want, but it's an SEC school.
It's an SEC win. That's a Power 5 win on the road. It's a good win. They beat Northern Colorado. They're better than we thought. Nonetheless, Air Force is a good team. And if I'm looking for a favorite, maybe I think on Friday night, I think I'd probably look Air Force. By the way, the total on that one, Joe, sitting at 56.5, 70% on the over. And yet, you take a look at Air Force's games, they won 48-7 versus Colgate, 30-23 versus Colorado, and lost 30-19 at Boise. None of those games have gone over 55 points. None of those games have gone over 55 points. Colgate, Air Force hit 55. And now the total's sitting at a nice, cool 56.5. I would lean under. I definitely lean Air Force. I would lay the 18.5. I understand this has definitely been bet down by the sharps, Joe, but I don't get the San Jose State love. I know they're better than we thought, but I think Air Force is a good team, and I would definitely lay the 18.5. Not that I'm going to, but I would definitely lay it if I had to.
Okay, moving on, because I don't really have a big one, but let's get into Penn State, Maryland, okay?
Okay.
6.5 at home right now is the line. I believe it opened at 7. It's down to 6.5.
Opened at 6.
Okay, Maryland played two shit teams and looked unbelievable, like one of the best offenses in the country. And then they lost to a Temple team, and it was one of the worst games that I've ever watched.
Okay, but Maryland had a lot of turnovers in that game, and Syracuse is not one of the worst teams.
Maryland could have won that game, no doubt.
Maryland beat Syracuse in their rank in the 21st overall. They beat them by 43. 63-20.
I know.
Syracuse on a back to back.
Penn State hasn't been impressive. They have not.
I agree, but their first halves, I think so far they're 0-4, 0-3 against the spread first half, whatever they are.
All I can tell you is this: I crushed this bet last year. I had Penn State over Maryland. They went 38-3. I just remember this game from last year. It was like Thanksgiving weekend or whatever.
Okay.
I believe it was that Thanksgiving week.
Well, do you consider their win over Pittsburgh impressive? I mean, I know that Pittsburgh kind of blew it.
Both defenses are good. I mean, Penn State gives up 10 points a game, Maryland 13.
And the over-under has moved up 4 points, now sitting at 62. Wow. Again, I would lean under. Excuse me, Jesus, there's the sickness right there. I would lean under. I also think that there is a chance for Maryland to win this game. I would wait to see if you can get a 7. It did move to 7 and 7.5 earlier this week, Joe. So it's bounced around a little bit, and now it's back down to 6.5. I would see if you want Maryland, I would wait to see a 7. I expect money to come in on Penn State tomorrow, which means you'll probably see a 7.
All right. So from what I've watched this year, I think Clifford's a better passer than Jackson. That's just for sure. But Anthony McFarland's going to get all the attention in the running back for Maryland. He's good. He kind of reminds me of Denard Robinson, when he was actually a running back. But people are going to forget about this. Ricky Slade, he was the running back last year he ran for 2 touchdowns. He rolled over Maryland last year. He's back again. Everyone will talk about McFarland, and I think Slade might be better. I think McFarland's going to be an NFL-type running back. Don't get me wrong. Just from the past, what I've seen lately, I like Penn State in this one.
I like Maryland. I'm not going to play it. I'll tell you this. This is a huge game for Penn State because after this show, they run the gauntlet. At Maryland, home versus Purdue, at Iowa, home versus Michigan, at Michigan State, at Minnesota, who's been impressive so far, home versus Indiana, at Ohio State, and finish the year home versus Rutgers. They don't really have an easy game for the rest of the year until the end of the season for Rutgers.
I'm not going to PP this, but looking at under 59.5 is interesting to me.
It's at 62 now.
Whoa.
It got sharped up. Yeah, that's what I said. Opened at 58, sitting at 62 right now.
That's high.
Yeah, that's why I would kind of lean the over.
All right.
Yeah, I would be careful on the under there.
Okay. Late night. That game's interesting. Everyone's going to, hey, who do you like tonight? Who do you like? That line, 6.5, is probably dead on.
It feels like a touchdown game.
Yeah. I think Penn State's the better team, and I think they run the ball better. It's at Maryland, plays way better at home. Remember that Ohio State game last year?
I just haven't been. Have you been impressed by Penn State?
Penn State, no, I haven't.
And
but
by the way, this is their first road game. So we really don't know what they are. Three straight home games, first
good
road
point.
Game at Maryland.
Good point.
I'm telling you, I would lean Maryland in that one.
Friday night home dog.
That's what I think. I would wait for the seven.
I'm still looking at
probably
that
not going to be on it, but if I was going to be on it, I'd wait for the 7 to take Maryland.
All right, Arizona State had a upset win over Michigan State and then faced Colorado last week.
We called that.
Colorado got out to a 14-0. I think we kind of knew. They beat Nebraska. They can't stop. One of their issues is they can't stop the run. Arizona State doesn't run the football that well. They're going to play Cal, a team that likes to throw the football, who won last week on the road. Cal right now is 4.5. Arizona State's still getting the money here, Dan.
Yeah. It opened at 5.5 for Cal. It has been sharp down. It's sitting at 4 for me right now, Joe. I actually have a play on this game. It is a PP. It's not a side. So I am taking Arizona State Cal under 42.
Can I back you on something with this one?
Sure.
Cal, right, has held 11 straight opponents to fewer than 24 points.
So that was my stat, too. I had the exact same thing. So Cal's defense has been fantastic, and I think Arizona's defense has been fantastic. Cal beat what I think is an overrated SEC team on the road. So first PP of the podcast, Joe, Arizona State Cal under 42, first PP of Friday night.
I got a story for you. 2 years ago, I stayed up late. I bet these two teams. Remember Daniel Webb? He was the old quarterback for before Jared. Was he Jared?
Is it Davis Webb?
Davis Webb. Was he before Goff or after Goff?
Whatever. I think he was before.
He threw 5 touchdowns in that game, and they still lost. And Arizona State dropped 51. That's the man.
That was when Cal ran the spread.
That's when Manny Wilkins was like Manny Wilkins. He was good.
I think that was like 4 years ago.
2016. But I had money on that game. And Arizona State was at home that game, though. So this is a different spot. Cal's hot. I'll tell you right now, I think the Sun Devil's getting a little bit too much love here.
Yeah.
A little bit too much love.
I think that this is a really good spot for a couple of defenses.
You know, else? Cal had Chad Hansen. Remember that dude?
He played
for the Jets for a little bit. Pats picked him up, I think.
I do remember him. Here's the thing about this one, Joe. This is really tough because we're sitting at 4 right now, which I think the 5.5 to 4 really isn't much of a difference, kind of dead numbers in there. I would stay away from the spread on this game completely because you don't know what's going to come out. Is it going to be a Cal side that really tries to establish a throw against a team that has a great secondary?
Total's 40.
42. 42 is what I have. And that's what I got it in earlier today. 42. Hasn't moved. 65% of the bet on the over, 68% of the bet on the over. I don't really understand the love for the over. Maybe it's because Cal can put up some points. I don't really understand. Maybe it's because Arizona State played Colorado. I think this is going to be a grinded out bat. This reminds me very much of Arizona State, Michigan State. I think that Cal wins, but I would not touch a side on this one.
All right. So those are your Friday night games. The Nooners for Saturday. Everybody get your pencils ready. Nebraska at Wisconsin. I'm sorry. Northwestern at Wisconsin. Okay, Wisconsin beat Michigan. They look good. The running game. Hey, do we know about Taylor yet?
We don't have an update on Jonathan Taylor yet.
Okay. The other Taylor's not bad either, though. They like one Taylor comes out, another Taylor comes in. All right, so Northwestern, Big Ten. It's gone from 20. It opened at 21. It's gone up to 24. The love is on Wisconsin. There's no doubt about it here. Do you see somewhat of a, you won last week and, I mean, dude, The Wisconsin's scoring opponents 145-14. They've given up 14 points.
The spread is
14 points.
I have the spread at 24.5. The over under is sitting at 47. I almost played the under this morning. I can't do it. It just it's been sharpied up to 47 from 44. It feels wrong. I mean the under feels like the right side. I'm not going to be on it though. But man, I don't. The 24.5, like, wouldn't you think this is a good letdown spot for Wisconsin and for, like, Northwestern? Not to win. I'm not expecting them to win.
Score.
But, like, I get that, too. I mean, they have struggled offensively. There's no question about that. But, I mean, Wisconsin, like, really, really, really wild.
Is there anybody more overrated than Hunter Johnson, the quarterback of Northwestern? Kid was at Clemson and then came there. And
yeah, like, oh, God, sucked. He has been terrible. Now, again, they scored 30 versus UNLV. They lost at Stanford, which is a bad loss.
Oh, backdoor loss.
That is a bad loss.
That one hurt me.
That is a bad loss. Regardless of the backdoor or not, Joe, Stanford looks terrible this year. So the fact that they lost that game is embarrassing. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's given up 14 points in three games. I just think, and again, they have Kent State next week, so it's not like it's a look-ahead spot. I think this is and Northwestern's in trouble.
This could be a keep Taylor out, you know, play good defense and get out of there.
Northwestern's in trouble, though, because after this game, at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, home versus Ohio State, home versus Iowa, at Indiana, home versus Purdue.
Oof.
Then finish up with UMass, Minnesota, not Illinois. It's going to be a rough schedule. That's going to be we're going to lose that total of over six wins.
Total, yeah. I'm not going to touch that one. People going to like that around New. Wisconsin should kick their ass.
I agree. I think Wisconsin should cover the spread. But By the way, I don't feel
Ohio State Wisconsin is going to be must watch. That's going to be must watch. And you know what? Everyone hyped Michigan to be the best team.
It's okay.
I think Wisconsin's the best team.
It's in Ohio State. It's in Ohio.
All I'm saying is Wisconsin's better offensively, defensively, and on special teams.
So,
but we'll see. We gotta play on the road to win games. All right, a couple other ones early on. I don't really care about it. Syracuse is 38 points against Holy Cross. They should. I'm sorry, Holy Cross. Come on. I have friends who played at Holy Cross. Okay, Syracuse should kick their ass, all right?
Yeah, I mean, they should.
Whatever. BYU plays Toledo?
I have a PP on this one. BYU, maybe it's just me. I'm starting to think that they're very overrated. They got a lucky-ass win at home versus USC.
They're good right? on the road, Dan.
No, they're not, actually.
They average 29 points a game.
That's really good, and that's because they only had one road game, and that was against Tennessee, who sucks. And they took Tennessee to overtime.
Can't believe we had the over last week in that one.
Yeah. I'll tell you that is gross. Tennessee is garbage. Give me Toledo, and I have it at 3. Toledo plus 3, PP. Play a little bell for you here. I would also play the money line. I'm going to play the money line. I think Toledo's going to win this going away. I don't think BYU can score enough to stay up with them. I'm shocked that this spread is not more than 3. Mm. I think Toledo should be 6 or 7. The total sitting at 60.5, Joe, moved up from 58.5. To me, it just reads that Toledo's going to keep scoring and scoring.
For those who watch the Mac, they score.
To BYU can't score enough, and BYU on the road so far one win against a terrible Tennessee team that took an overtime. They didn't even deserve to get an overtime there. They got lucky.
Okay, Miami, Ohio, Buffalo. Nah, I don't care.
I'll give a quick one on this. Miami, Ohio, Buffalo won a big game last week. They're 2-2. Miami, Ohio opened as a 2-point favorite in this one. Buffalo's now sitting at 3, so 5-point move. I'm assuming some of it's sharp, but I'm assuming everyone in the public is probably betting on Ohio or Buffalo. I'd be careful. I think Miami, Ohio is a sneaky, decent play this week. Not going to play it, not going to be on it, but I think there's a chance they end up covering that.
All right. Texas Tech at Oklahoma. People are going to be all over this one, Dan. Just to read off me, Oklahoma's outstanding. They cover every spread. Jalen Hurts, of course, guy rushes for 85 yards a game and is throwing for 230 yards. They have a great receiving core, but they don't really have to throw the ball to them. Hurts is, again, he's the big star. Texas Tech has not beaten a top 10 opponent since Oklahoma in 2011.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you this: they're not gonna do it this year either. They're not gonna do it this week either because Texas Tech's two wins are against Montana State and UTEP,
yep,
and they lost to Kevin Someone in Arizona.
In Arizona.
Gross.
And I watched that game. I was at a bar, and I was like, "Man, does Texas Tech suck?" Bowman was a true freshman last year. Alan Bowman, true freshman last year. He had a shoulder injury, so he might not even play in this one. To me, over. I'm not PPing it.
So everyone loves this Texas Tech defense because they played two FCS teams essentially. I mean, UTEP is basically over. A UFCS team.
They're dropping 50 on that.
Totals at 70.5.
They're dropping 50.
I agree. It's been a sharp down. I actually think it's going over too, Joe. I'm very surprised.
No PPing, but they're dropping 50.
Agreed. I'm surprised everyone likes the under so freaking much in that game.
Opened at 24 now at... No, it's 27.
Yeah. I mean, Oklahoma should absolutely destroy them.
So, Dan, I'm done spending money on Michigan. They didn't make the list, but they should.
I mean,
they're 28 point favorites this week. They should beat Rutgers by 28 points. Yeah, they should.
They should, but will they?
Who's going to be the quarterback?
I have no interest in backing Michigan right now. The fact that they're getting...
That game, though, is Michigan or nothing.
They're getting 75% of the bet, 87% of the money on the minus 28 right now. Mm. The over-under is sitting at 49.5. To me, this reads as two teams who can't score against each other. I think it's going to go under, and I don't think Michigan's going to cover the number.
Okay. Northern Illinois travels to Vanderbilt. This is a chance for an SEC team to, you know, kind of they got to throw their lumber around a little bit. Northern Illinois, Ross Bowers, he was at Cal last year. He's now the quarterback for Northern Illinois. He's done pretty well for them. He's thrown for almost 1,000 yards so far this season here. Vanderbilt's 0-3. This is a chance for them to get a win. Do they cover the 6.5 points, Dan?
No, they don't. And in fact, Illinois plus six. Let me. I got a little too quick there. Northern Illinois +6.5 PP. Vanderbilt sucks. I mean, Vanderbilt is really bad. And I know that Northern Illinois got run over by Nebraska because I think Nebraska was just pissed about how terrible they've done.
By the way, Vanderbilt's quarterback was at Ball State before. And he played Northern Illinois twice and got smoked.
Yeah, to me, Vandy's probably going to lose out. Where I'm taking Northern Illinois on the 6.5, and I'm definitely sprinkling ass in the money line.
So Vanderbilt needs a win, but like,
I mean, Northern Illinois is 1-2 right now. Vanderbilt sucks, and Vanderbilt's getting 75% of the bet and 85% of the money. That's just great for me. I don't really care, to be honest with you, but the fact is that I think that Northern Illinois is the better team, and I think that they're tough enough from going on the road last year that I'd be shocked if Vanderbilt can put up a lot of points against them. I'm going to take, again, they held Utah to 35 in Utah against a pretty good team, and we're covering most of that game. So I'm taking Northern Illinois.
All right, this is Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshatz. We're the only podcast that actually talks about every single game. Moving on, Iowa now 3-0 on the year. Of course, we know that they had that one-point win against Iowa State a couple of weeks back. They host Middle Tennessee State. The line's at 24. It sounds like a lot of points to me.
Down to 23.5, over-under sitting at 52.
Just sounds like a lot of points to me, but the Iowa defense is one of the best in the country right now.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why.
But they do win games against non-conference opponents.
Yeah, they do. They should cover the spread. I'm not going to lay it with them just because I think that Iowa is one of those very Jekyll and Hyde teams offensively. You never really know what you're going to get with them offensively. And Joe, kind of tough for them. Look ahead, Michigan next week, and then Penn State the week after that. Mm. So not a really good spot. If I was going to lay anything, I'd lay the Middle Tennessee. Favorite play in this game is the under 52. I don't think Middle Tennessee is going to score enough, and I don't think Iowa is going to score enough either. I think this is going to be a game that at least Iowa overlooks, and Middle Tennessee just doesn't have the talent to score a lot. So
if this was a MAC game during the week, Western Michigan versus Central Michigan. And Western Michigan was at home at 17.5. I would lay the points on Western Michigan.
I almost PT'd this game. I think Western Michigan is going to smoke them.
They're fifth in the country in offense.
I think they're going to smoke them. Central Michigan might be one of the bottom five teams in the entire country. I mean, really, they are not a good team. There's a good chance.
Sorry, 16 on offense. Did I say five?
Whatever. Nonetheless, regardless, it doesn't really matter. 16-5. They're a very good offensive team. They should smoke Central Michigan, and it should not be close. I feel very good about saying I think Western Michigan and the over,
they're averaging 52 points a game.
Yeah, the over is 59.5. I think Central Michigan will score, 10 points or so. Yeah. I like Western Michigan and the over. I'll tell you this. I bet Western Michigan earlier this week when it was at 16.5. Mm-hmm. It's down to 17.
If that's like 17 on a Saturday morning, I might look at it.
I'm telling you right now.
It's got to go off.
If I'm not dying from whatever the crypt I have, whatever right now, there's a good chance you'll see me playing, adding Western Michigan and the over in that one.
Okay. Still on the noon games here. Texas A&M at Arkansas. Do they go on the road and win by 23?
I mean,
Arkansas sucks.
Arkansas.
You know what, though? I'd back Arkansas in this spot.
Why? Arkansas just lost to San Jose State.
That's my point. Texas A&M just lost a game that was, I mean, I don't know.
Texas A&M lost to a good team.
Not touching this.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know if Texas A&M is playing either next.
I'd root the hell for the Hogs in this one.
Who do you think Texas A&M is playing next? I'm going to pull it up here. I mean, if it's an SEC opponent, they're playing Bama.
Somehow Arkansas is 2-2 in the
end. Texas A&M is playing Bama next week.
Good.
Holy look ahead.
Good. I'm telling you.
Oh, you know what? I lied. It's a bye. They have a bye next week.
And then it's
yeah. Okay. You know what?
They're gonna destroy.
I'm not touching. Yeah, not touching. I was thinking maybe Arkansas.
Okay.
No.
12 o'clock slate continues. TCU Kansas. I don't have a feel for this game.
TCU laying 15.5. Over under setting at 49.5.
Yeah, nothing.
TCU should win this game comfortably. I don't have a specific lean in that one.
And then Pittsburgh, who beat UCF last week. Ho-hum, they're 28-point favorites against Delaware.
They should cover
Delaware's 3-1. That's not, listen.
Pittsburgh should cover that number and then some.
I give Delaware playing some credit.
Playing in Pittsburgh, they should cover that
they
number
beat
and then
Delaware, you're
on
right.
The road, different story. In Pittsburgh, they should cover that number and then some.
3:30 games. You ready, bad boy? You ready,
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, let's start off with a good one here. USC at Washington. I had Washington last week. They kicked ass. They scored a lot of points. And they play this week against USC, who I believe, just looking at it here, they've had success against Washington. And Slovis is out, it looks like.
Yeah, he has not been cleared to play. So it sounds like Fink is going to play.
USC's been okay. They've been impressive, I guess.
I mean,
they
beat your boys Utah.
That's right.
They beat your boys. Here's the
thing. Fink was just throwing them up there, though. I didn't really find any.
To be honest, so that's kind of where I was going to go with this. I think that the USC benefited from having big wide receivers facing smaller corners. Washington has three of the biggest corners in the country.
I got to tell you, whoever that receiver was.
Not to mention, USC has a bye, but then has Notre Dame the next week.
Pittman's the receiver. He's legit.
They have two wide receivers. Pittman and the other kid. I'm blanking on his name. Those kids can go up and find the ball. I like the over in this game. The over sitting at 16.5. I like the over is my favorite play in this game. I'll tell you this. Washington needs this win. They're 0-1 in the Pac-12. They need this win. USC 2-0 in the Pac-12. I think that the talent level is pretty good, but going into Washington are pretty even. I mean, going into Washington, it's going to be a pretty fair game. Jacob Eason has looked amazing.
So I'll tell you this much. If this game was at 7, I'd take Washington.
Me too.
If this game was at 8, I'd take Washington.
I feel like at 10.5, USC might backdoor it. I wouldn't touch the spread. I like the
over. I like Washington. Don't like the number.
Agreed. Me too. I feel similarly about the game.
Okay. FAU, Charlotte. Charlotte's +1?
Dude, Charlotte has been really good this year. They score a lot of points.
Oh, they beat them last year, 27-24.
They score a lot of points. Don't sleep on Charlotte. Okay, The Secret Lies with Charlotte.
They're 2-0 at home?
The Secret Lies with Charlotte. You know where that's from?
I know.
That little National Treasure reference there. Okay, don't be surprised if Charlotte beats that ass this week. I wouldn't play it.
One of those 1-point spreads out there for 330.
I'm not touching it, but I mean, I don't be surprised.
All right, Dan. Talk me out of it.
Oh, boy. I don't know what
Wake Forest at Boston College.
Okay. Let me guess. You don't have to tell me the play. You want to lay the points with Wake.
It's the red bandana game.
Which side are you on?
Because I want to know what your breakdown is first.
If you want to tell me that you want to lay the points with Wake, I'll tell you I think this is a bad week to do it. I think if there's a trap
game.
The
red bandana game, right?
I think if there's a trap game for Wake Forest, I think it's this week. They
just got ranked 24th.
Yep. So we talked about
they
in
beat
the rankings,
UNC, but they kicked a field goal at the end of cover.
BC had a terrible game versus Kansas, went back on the road versus Rutgers. They felt they got back on track. This game feels to me like a track meet. Feels like it's going to be the first of 40 wins. I'll take the home team at 7. Give me BC at 7. Not going to play it, but I mean that was definitely my lean.
I'll give you this: the road team in this series, in this matchup, has won the last 5 games.
I mean, that's great and all, but I don't really give a shit about what they did last year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Maybe 5 years ago.
Wake Forest. PP. Lock it up.
Minus the 7. That's crazy.
Ooh,
dude.
I got 6.5.
Okay, well.
What are you going by?
We can do 6.5.
What are we doing here? I see 6.5.
Five diamonds is 6.5. My local is 7. You can kind of choose. You'll be able to find whatever one you want. You'll be able to find whatever one you
would
want.
Would I still bet it at 7? Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do it at 7.
Wake Forest, I'll tell you this. Wake Forest has been impressive. 4-0. Beat Utah State. How's that win looking right now? Fucking good win. Beat Rice at Rice. Rice looks much better.
North Carolina game's a good win.
Beat North Carolina.
That's a good win. They did it on the road.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Well, no, sorry. Their brothers went up against each other.
But North Carolina almost won that game. Don't forget the second half.
It was a late second half.
Okay.
I was at the Who concert.
North Carolina second half. I'm just telling you, Wake Forest, this feels like a letdown spot. I'm not playing it. I just would lean BC. Not playing it. So, all right. I think.
PP.
Okay. Fair enough. I like it. You're hot. I'm not fading. I'm not fading.
The teams
that
I like, okay? This kid Newman, the quarterback for Wake Forest, is good.
Really
good.
What's
the Surratt. Surratt.
Yeah, the only thing Surratt, yeah. The only thing I don't like about Wake Forest, dude, the only thing I don't like about Newman, they take forever to run the ball. Like they do like the Le'Veon Bell thing where it's like patient, and then go.
Yeah, and it worked last year.
It worked sometimes.
And then at the end of the year, I don't know what happened.
But like, sometimes you just got to hit the fucking hole, and they're so scared right. to run the ball
and
sometimes.
And BC, though, they're really bad against the pass. I think they have to open it up. Wake Forest, I think, should see the tape, open up. They have a really, really good linebacker, Wake Forest. Which is going to be, you know, A.J. Dillon, I guess, is going to be the key.
See, that's my thing. I think BC plays a ball control game.
Justin Stradnad is his name. He's got 40 tackles this year so far for Wake Forest. He's one of the top. I'm going Wake Forest. Sorry, BC lovers, but it's red bandana night. Pee-pee. Okay, 3:30. Purdue, they're on the list. They're -1, though, against Minnesota.
So... Purdue, the spread's moved to Minnesota. Minnesota's now -1. I thought about taking Minnesota, Joe. Purdue's without Sindelar this week. He has concussions, or if he does play, we know he's not going to be close to 100%. That dude took a shot a couple weeks ago and got banged up. So I don't feel great about backing Minnesota in any spot. Meanwhile, Minnesota keeps pulling wins out their ass. 3-0 so far. I would probably back them again if I was going to choose a side in this one. The over-under is sitting at 53.5 right now. Don't really love anything on the total. I would lean Minnesota, if anything.
I lean Minnesota at 3-0, improving to 4-0. Can they do it on the road? I think they can, but Purdue is on the list, and I am out on Purdue. Indiana, Michigan State. Indiana's 3-1. Their only loss was an ass-kicking to Ohio State.
Yep.
I don't like this game.
Michigan State now laying 14. Over-under that is at 44. Guess what, Joe? I have a PP on this one. Michigan State, Indiana, under 44. PP. There's the bell. By the way, I'm getting all the bells. I'm playing them. I got it. I don't really understand why this total is so high. Michigan State has the probably the best defense in the entire country. Indiana still on a backup quarterback, and even so, their starter looks like crap. And Indiana has it just doesn't score that much. Neither does Michigan State. I think this is going to be a very low scoring game. To me, this is not even close. This is an easy PP for me. Indiana scored 10 points against Ohio State and scored 38 versus UConn, who is not a good team. And again, by the way, Indiana's other two wins, Ball State by 10. Ball State sucks. We had them, they're under four wins as a win total. They're right now 0-4. And they beat Eastern Illinois 52-0. Not impressive. Neither win impressive by Indiana. Or sorry, none of their three wins have been impressive.
Okay. So he's got a PP on the total.
Yep.
In that game, does Alabama cover the 35 against Ole Miss?
I think if you're going to lay chalk big this week, I think laying the 35, 37, whatever it is, with Bama, I think that would be the chalk I would lay this week. Ole Miss just isn't that good. And at Bama, you know, it is what it is.
It was 62-7 last year.
Yeah, I feel good about laying the chalk with Bama.
And that was on the road.
Yeah, and there is a chance that Bama pulls their starters, though. We've seen it before.
We've seen it.
I don't think they will, but
one
you never know.
One Tagovailoa comes in, and then the other comes in.
What's up?
One Tagovailoa comes in, and then the other.
I mean, seriously. So if you want to play Bama, maybe look first half. I don't know.
All right. Clemson, North Carolina.
There's two really big 330 games. This is the first. I guess there's three of them, so this is the second one.
Okay. I like North Carolina. They play hard. They have a good defense. Somehow they're a second-half team, though. Can Mack Brown get them ready to play a little bit early in this one?
Probably.
Spread's 27. I don't know why, but I like North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't really like anything in this one.
No PB? No, I know.
The spread feels big. It feels like it should be at 18. It's at 27, which usually means, you know, you probably want to take, you want to lay the chalk. I'm not going to lay the chalk.
On the road.
I'm not going to lay anything. I would take care of North Carolina second half, though, maybe. Think about playing a North Carolina
you
second half.
You mentioned 3-0, right? Yep. I had them last week.
They're 4-0 against the Spurs.
4-0. Sorry about that. I don't want to mess up their great record there.
Very, very impressive.
Would you give Akron a touchdown over UMass?
So these might be two of the worst teams in college football. I don't know, honestly. I would fade. I mean, I've basically been fading UMass every week, just playing the opposite. But I don't. It would open at 4.5. They're going to get all the love this week. Akron's going to get all the love. I think if there was ever a time for UMass to win a football game, I think it must be this week. So I think if UMass is, when we did the win total, by the way, we did the win total at under 3.5 for UMass. That is an easy win, Joe. Easy. That's probably our easiest win total of the year. This was our one game we looked at and said, maybe they get a win. So, you know, it is what it is.
Don't even touch it. App State's hosting Coastal Carolina. That's 15 now.
Almost played this. I like App State at the 15. We saw. I told you, App State
they're
was
good.
Gonna. I told you, App State was gonna beat UNC last week.
So what? Their coach went to West Virginia. Is that what it is? And now they have a new coach. I believe that's what happened.
Where the hell did their coach go?
He went to West Virginia.
Okay. Well, anyways, Drinkwitz.
App State
is their new
won
coach.
This game 23-7 last year.
Drinkwitz is their new coach. He has been obviously awesome. They have not missed. They have not skipped a beat. They should beat Coastal Carolina by 15. Coastal Carolina has had some good wins, but their 3-1 record's inflated. They have wins versus UMass and Norfolk State. So, you know, don't get too overexcited about Coastal Carolina and the Chantilly or whatever the hell they are. Give me App State in the 15 there. Total sitting at a balmy 59.5. No play on the over, no play on the total either.
Okay, let's buzz through a little of these. Georgia Tech. I like Temple minus the 10 in this game. I hate Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
They suck.
Georgia Tech, again, running the off.
Actually, you know what? Give me Temple PP.
You going to take the 8?
Give me the 8.
Okay.
Temple PP.
Temple minus 8 PP for Joe. I don't know what the hell.
I hate Georgia Tech.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Temple should win. They should win. They shouldn't score. They should not allow a lot of points. It's just, do they score enough to cover the number? That's really my only question with them this week. I'll continue it. Iowa State Baylor, Joe.
Baylor at home.
Baylor feels like the right side. They do. It's sitting at 2.5 right now. The total's sitting at 55. Baylor's 3-0. You know, they don't really have any impressive wins so far. But it's not like, I mean, Iowa State hasn't really had any impressive wins either. And they almost lost to Northern Iowa week one. So I don't, this is, there's not really a whole lot to go off of. I mean, Baylor's beat Stephen F. Austin, UTSA, and barely held on versus Rice. And Iowa State, I mean, they lost to Iowa. And I can't remember who they beat Northern Iowa. I can't remember their other win. Let's see who it was. Louisiana Monroe. They beat them 72-20 last week. So I guess they got mad. But yeah, I probably would lean Baylor with the 3, Joe. That would be my lean there.
And I think Iowa State's good, but Baylor. I really do hope they turn that program around.
I mean, it seems like they're turning around. So,
all right, big one. Virginia, Notre Dame. Notre Dame off a loss where I thought they looked pretty good against Georgia. Not really sure what happened in that second half, but Georgia just kind of took over. Now, the Irish have won 12 straight games at Notre Dame Stadium. They've owned this matchup against Virginia. They played, what, a couple in 2015. So it was a 7-point game in 2015 here. Virginia's 4-0. They're hot. They beat Pitt, remember, opening week? Yep. I was all over that one. Two good quarterbacks, Ian Book, and Perkins has been okay.
Dude, Bryce Perkins is probably a very good quarterback. They're comparable.
You see, I would say they're comparable. The Notre Dame offense is good. They run a pro offense. They got a good tight end, the kid Cole. I can't say his last name. Komet. He's pretty good. But like here for me, Notre Dame off a loss, Virginia. Like, how good is Virginia? Because Notre Dame averages almost 40 points a game. Their defense, though, that's the story. Virginia's only played one road game. Who's it against? Was it against Pitt? Virginia's played one road game.
They played at Pitt, home versus William & Mary,
okay, easy.
Home versus Florida State, and home versus Old Dominion.
The Old Dominion, they came back to win.
Yep. They crushed.
This is a tough game. I like Notre Dame, but I see
it. But Old Dominion, it feels like Old Dominion was a look ahead. And by the way, I actually was against Old Dominion because everyone and their mother was on Old Dominion, and Old Dominion was up by like 10 or 15 in that game, whatever it was, whatever they covered.
Well, I have one of these things. Notre Dame at Notre Dame is like one of those things I don't go against. I see Notre Dame winning this game 31-21, 34-24. The line's 11, and it just... That scares me.
It's up to 12.5 now. I'm not touching Notre Dame. No way. Off. They just got their ass kicked.
Yeah, and like that's another thing. Do they bounce back, and do you want to root for the underdog? You know,
bounce back game after just getting. And by the way, I watched part of the second half. I was at the wedding. They got their ass.
They were bad. They were bad.
They got their ass. Georgia dominated them physically.
Yeah,
physically just mauled them physically.
Three and out.
Yep. And Notre Dame couldn't do anything. Obviously, Notre Dame covered last week, but Notre Dame has been getting ready for that game, it feels like, for a long time. Because if they beat Georgia, Joe, they're probably making the college football playoff as long as they don't have, one or two bad losses this year. After that, their season, I mean, realistically, is over. They have to face USC, Michigan, Navy, BC. Now, I don't really love BC, but, you know, they could lose to USC or Michigan.
You know what? For this game, I think Virginia might come out and have the better defense. Like, we always hear about Notre Dame, their defense, it's good. Virginia's got some stout linebackers. Like, guys that are definitely going to go pro. I've been impressed. They have a good little receiver, Joe Reed, who's a nice player. Charles Snowden is the linebacker that I'm talking about. He's going to be, like, you know, first, second round pick. At linebacker, we always hear about the big names in Notre Dame. They're on national TV weekly. You might be right here, Dan. This might be a spot if you can get 13. I just 14.
I feel like Virginia is going to cover the 12. I feel like it would be like a 10 or 11 point game, and Virginia covers it by, you know, a point. A lot of people are calling for Virginia to win this outright. I don't think they're going to. Like, and this is not the same kind of spot as last week where Pitt kind of, you know, upset you at UCF because that was home game. I do think Virginia is a good, more talented team. I think they go on the road. I think they cover the 12 by the tip of their nose.
All right, let's do a little lightning round here. These are the midday games that some of us don't care about. Florida, Towson. I don't know if I want to drop 34 on Florida, even though Towson's played pretty well.
No.
SMU, USF.
SMU on a back-to-back this week. Back-to-back.
They're 4-0, though.
Back-to-back.
They should beat USF.
They're on a back-to-back roadie. By the way, I also forgot to mention that Coastal Carolina on a back-to-back roadie this week versus Appalachian State. SMU on a back-to-back. South Florida looks terrible, but again, do you want to lay? And SMU has been really good, but just... Hey, it feels like they're going to get caught at some point. It feels like this could be
maybe
the
at home on the road against a team that plays
back to back on the road.
It's true.
At a hard, and again, South Florida is not exactly the best place to play.
And it's going
to
be hot as balls.
Exactly.
Arkansas State Troy. This would be a game I'd play if it was like on a Tuesday night. I like Troy in that matchup.
We skipped one.
What did they skip?
We skipped Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sorry.
So
how do you feel about that one now? Cincinnati's impressed me.
So this might be a massive game. Like sneaky a really big game for both teams.
So I actually like Cincinnati's quarterback Ritter. I think they have a really good running game in Warren. Marshall's defense.
They're just so good, dude.
They're good.
They're so good. This feels like Marshall's gonna win this game outright to me. Cincinnati also put up a fat zero when they faced a good opponent in Ohio State. And again, you know, I get, you know, Ohio State is blowing teams out, but if Florida Atlantic is outdoing you and outplaying you versus Ohio State, you know, again, transitive property doesn't always work, but something to look at. Marshall, to me, their one loss is by seven at Boise.
Yeah, Boise covered.
They might be one of the best 2-1 teams in the country.
They dismissed that quarterback, too. King.
Who are you talking about?
Marshall. Tyler King.
Tyler King. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, okay.
But they have this other kid, Knox, who's been pretty good.
Knox has been playing for them the whole season anyway.
He's a redshirt freshman.
Dude, I'm not locking this up. I thought about it. Marshall's going to win that game.
Marshall won last year, 38-21.
Marshall plus
four. The problem is Cincinnati needs to run the football in order to be effective, in order for Ritter to be effective.
And they're not going to do that versus Marshall.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Not going to do it, yeah.
But as you'll see, Marshall, a three-point home dog, circle that one. If you like dogs, that's a live dog right there.
I might post that one. There's another one I'm thinking about.
Hey, who won last week, New Mexico or New Mexico State?
Mexican.
It was 31-31 at halftime.
New Mexico. I know. The over was 60. The over was 60. It covered at half. Ridiculous.
Your boy Liberty's, though. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Yeah. I actually think New Mexico's going to win this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I shouldn't say that. New Mexico's going to cover this week. I think Liberty is being a little bit touted too highly right here.
All right. Lightning round. Old Dominion, ECU.
I think Eastern Carolina wins this game.
By one point at the buzzer.
It's at three right now. The spread is at Old Dominion minus three. I think Eastern Carolina wins that game by 10 or more.
Louisiana Lafayette, Georgia Southern. Don't care, but Louisiana Lafayette's been good.
3-1 so far. Georgia Southern, triple option. I think Georgia Southern might catch them this week.
Ooh, live dog.
By the way, the over there is at 55. I would not be shocked if that went over.
It's opened at 60, now at 55.
Well, I have it open at 55 either way. I still like the over there.
Is UConn going to lose by more than 43 points to UCF?
Well now we got to talk about Arkansas State, Troy. We missed that one.
I mentioned Troy.
Yep. I like Troy this week. I like Troy to cover the seven.
Did anybody notice Dan doesn't listen? Just tweet us out. Tweet it at us. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Yeah, I like Troy to cover the seven. I think it's going over the 58.
Ooh. Okay. UCF. Do they win by more than 45 points?
Yes. We've seen a trend this year where teams lose. Iowa State losing to Iowa, then comes back and beats Monroe by like 60. This feels like one of those spots to me. I would lay the lumber with UCF in the 43.5.
So they're going to win 59-10.
I do think it's going to go under, though. I think they probably win like 55-3. Hmm. How about that?
Okay.
How's that number for you?
0-4 Rice hosts Louisiana Tech, who's 3-1. Rice getting 10 points at home.
Yeah. Opened at 11, down to 9.5. Louisiana Tech had that miracle cover, Joe. Miracle.
Miracle.
Off an onside kick last. Miracle cover.
Why squib it?
Seriously.
Why squib the onside kick?
Miracle cover.
Just do the drop kick like Justin Tucker.
No reason. There's a 0.0 reason to back Louisiana Tech again. Bad. Feels bad. I do think this one goes under. I think Rice has a really good defense, and Louisiana Tech, we obviously saw, could play some defense in the second half. So I'd go under 49 there, if anything.
Okay, and then Stanford at Oregon State. Now, let me just preface this.
Okay.
I've watched Oregon State a couple of times. I've watched them against Hawaii in particular. Good running game. Good running game.
Did they beat Hawaii?
They beat Hawaii.
Okay.
They have a good running
game. And they lost to Oklahoma State after they were very close in the first half. Oklahoma State pulled away. Yeah.
So Stanford is probably known for their run defense, you'd say? Right? Because the quarterback, their offense just kind of is down this year.
Not this year.
So, like here.
No, Oregon State lost to Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. Hawaii came back. The kid missed 4 field goals. I remember that. I was watching it on Facebook Live.
I was going to say, I think Oregon State lost to Hawaii. They crushed Cal Poly.
Stanford destroyed Oregon State last year, 48-18. To me, hate to do this, but I like Stanford on the road.
Fuck no. Hell no. Why would you back this team? They're softer than my stomach.
This is crazy. Dan, I know, and you know what? Let's PP that bitch.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Can we clarify? This is not a joke. You really like
them? Not joking. I like Stanford in a bounce back to stop the running game.
Okay. I will be letting people know.
This is not a joke.
No shot am I tailing that play.
Minus 3.
Yeah, Oregon. Oh,
wait, what was it? What am I?
It's at 4 right now.
Hang on. Let me just double check. Let me double check. Yes, I have Stanford minus 3.
I have Oregon plus 4. Nonetheless, I
have the 3 points, Dan.
Five times is at 3.5. So why don't we call it 3.5? You want to buy it?
Three and a half.
3.5? All right.
PP.
3.5. And PP.
Fred Tutcher is, by the way, for those who don't know, we have somebody who is bankrolling all our picks.
Yeah. And I'll tell
Stanford, you this, 3.5. Sorry, Fred.
Oregon State wins that game outright. Okay.
At home, too.
Yep. Oregon State's going to win that game
now,
outright.
Now, Dan, let me just tell you this. Now, bettors who are listening, this is me being nuts, but I just don't trust Oregon State.
And it's not a joke.
And I like Stanford in this spot. Forget about anything that they've done this year. Stanford is a better program than Oregon State all day long. I know that Costello has been hurt.
And Stanford is such a good team, they get to host Washington next week and a fun look at.
They're going to win because they're hosting Washington next week.
Fun look at.
3.5. This is a shit game right here, but give me the PP.
Okay, you got it. I rang the bell twice. You got it.
And I'm not joking.
You are wild. I'm not kidding. I think that it might be the worst PP you've ever given on this podcast.
And if it wins, then what? What will you tell me?
Then I will eat my ass. Eat my words on the podcast next week.
Today, by the way, we do our weekly appearance with Tutcher and Rich. And I said, hey, do you want to take the dildo? We'll appear on the field of the NFL. I said, give me the dildo. And I go, please, please don't save that clip. Please don't save that clip. So now you might have here clips of me saying, give me the dildo.
I'm sure tonight at 10:50 in the Dong Report, we will hear Joe say, give me the dildo.
So give me the Stanford Cardinal against Oregon State. All right, actually, this is a good one here.
We have a bunch more 7 o'clock games.
Oklahoma State off a loss. 4 points, 5 points. Kansas State, man. Should I be impressed?
You should be. I did not expect them to be this good, dude. They are really like a legit football team this year. They can freaking play. Like, I think, what are they, 3-0 so far, I think? Like, but like their wins have been like pretty good. They beat Nichols, whatever. They shut out Bowling Green, also whatever. Then they went on the road to Mississippi State, where I backed Mississippi State in the spot and beat Mississippi State outright. Now Kansas off a bye is going into Oklahoma State. Now,
We need this badly for Oklahoma State to win their over 7.5 wins. This is a big win for us to get this. So I'm rooting for Oklahoma State. I'm not betting the game. I'll tell you this, Joe. The total on this one, Joe, has dropped from 63.5 to 59.5, despite getting 64% of the over. So you know what that means? It's a sharp move, obviously, on the under. I am not backing anything, but if it's an under game, that definitely leans for Kansas State.
No play on this one, but I think Oklahoma State is a better offense than Kansas State's. Kansas State just popped into the top 25.
Also true.
I feel like this is a spot for Oklahoma State, but I'm not going to touch it.
If
Kansas State wins this game on the road against a high-powered offense that ranked 22, and they improve the 4-0.
If Kansas State wins this game, look out.
They're I don't want to call them for real.
They're not winning a national championship.
They're going to be considered like a threat.
If Kansas State can win this game in Oklahoma State, just wait till they play Oklahoma.
Okay, moving on because we have to get our Periscope in a little bit here. Nichols State at Texas State off the book, so we don't care. UAB 3-0 against Western Kentucky here. This would be one, Dan, as a square where I would be all over UAB.
I would back you. I think Western Kentucky is garbage, and I would back you despite the fact that UAB is a very square play. I would back you. You want to do the
Matters? There were a lot of – yeah, we'll do it in a minute. But there were a lot of – dude, I don't know, sharps. I think there was something fishy in last week's UAB game.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
No, I got a tip. Someone said, take UAB second half. It was like minus one. I'm like, okay, they're already up like 40 and whatever it was. I'm like, okay. It was 7-0. UAB scored on the first drive, and there were no points the rest of the game. Fishy.
Yeah, the over was sharped by a lot of people, including yours truly was on the over last week and nothing. So yeah, not great.
Okay, right. Couple more and then we gotta take a quick break here. We don't care about ULM South Alabama, Mississippi State at Auburn. Auburn's at home in 11. I don't care what Mississippi State does. I don't care about who they are. I don't care if it's Nick Fitzgerald. I don't care if it's Mr. Stevens. Give me Auburn at home, but I must say this. Mississippi State did beat Auburn last year, so you know what that means. Payback is a bitch, and Auburn's coming for that ass. Ooh, it's 11 right now.
10.
Give me Auburn, minus the 10, PP. Come on, people. You know it's going to happen. Auburn lost this game last year.
I agree with you.
They're going to kick their ass.
I think Auburn's going to kick the shit out of them.
This is like rivalry. We like not rivalry, but you start playing teams. It's like the Patriots. It's like the AFC East. When teams play each other in a division, this is one of those weeks. And Auburn is licking their chops. 10 points, Auburn baby at home. Freshman quarterback, PP. We took a quick pause to do our Periscope there, so hopefully Green Bay minus 4-1 and the over 54 hit in the college game, and hopefully the over hit in the NFL game. So there we go. Kentucky at South Carolina, Dan. I don't care about this game, but it's an SEC game, and a lot of people do. Last year, Kentucky won 24-10. I think South Carolina bounces back this year at home, but I don't have a play on it.
So we talked about this, and I actually sent you an email earlier in the week. And let me just clear this up out of here so I can make sure this is clean. This one right here. Okay. So we talked about back-to-back roads for Power 5 teams. Well, first off, Kentucky is on a back-to-back road for a Power 5 team. Joe, I sent you an email earlier in the week. So far this year, Power 5 teams, back-to-back on the road. 0-4 straight up, 1-3 against the spread. Now, against the opening spread, Joe, because actually Oklahoma State opened at 4. Opening spread, teams are 0-4 against the opening spread. Closing spread, teams are 1-3. So because Oklahoma State got up to 1-3, got up to 7 last week, and they covered on the back door, that's the 1-3. However, Kentucky with a back quarterback on a back-to-back roadie, no thank you. South Carolina minus the 2.5, easy PP.
PP!
Easy. easy PP. I will take this trend to the bank, and I'm going to keep playing it all year, Joe, because you know what's going to happen? It went teams last year on the back-to-back road, Power 5 conference teams, 7-49 last year, and my buddy Colby Dant from the Dantabase from the College Experience podcast, which you should absolutely look up as well, because that kid knows a lot about college football and is very good at his job. Okay, he told me, and this
the
is
Dantabase?
The Dantabase. That's what he told me.
Like
yeah, Dantabase. Yeah, we might go on with
kinda
him
like
next
Lift
week.
Stats.
Lift Stats. The Dantabase. Yeah, we might go on with him next week. Nonetheless, he told me the record from the year before, and I haven't looked it up, was even better. So I'm riding this thing all year, Joe. I'm trusting that. Not to mention, I think South Carolina is the better team than Kentucky, especially as Kentucky has just been, you know, eh, with the backup quarterback. So give me South Carolina minus a 2.5, Joe.
All righty.
You have anything for that one?
Nope.
Okay.
I think, no, actually. Ohio State goes on the road, Dan. 17.5 point home dogs for Nebraska. Gonna tell you, I think Ohio State should win this one and cover. I'm looking at that total right there, 60.7 right there.
66.5 right now.
Got over written all over it, baby.
Really? You like the over in that?
Not touching it. Not touching it.
Interesting. I gotta be honest. The sharps have definitely hit. Ohio State, open at 14, up to 16.5. I know it's a sharp move because one of the sharpest dudes I know told me he was on it, so it's not just like a public move. Ohio State definitely getting a lot of the public backing, but again, I think of one of those teams you want to lay the wood with this week. I think Ohio State's a good one. I'm not going to be backing anything in that game. I'm probably just going to watch the game, but probably not backing anything in it.
Okay, same here. Colorado State at Utah State. Utah State is 24-point favorites. At home in this one. Don't like that. I'm not going to touch it, but don't like it.
I like it a lot. Utah State should be laying. The fact that it's 24, Joe, should tell you everything that you need to know about this. I almost PP'd this. Was very close.
Can I just tell you last year that I had Utah State in this matchup and Colorado State covered?
I do, but I also remember that Colin Hill was their quarterback last year, and they lost him for the year this year. Sure. So a little bit different for Colorado State. Now, they covered last week in a big game, and they covered versus Toledo. However, Utah State is a better team than Toledo, and Utah State at home is amazing. They're a covering machine at home. I think Utah State's going to cover the 24. I was very close to PPing this, Joe. Decided to go in a different direction because I have enough PPs. I took Toledo. I took South Carolina. I took Northern Illinois. I took the Cal State on, you know, whatever. You guys already know. You've been listening. I have one more left. This is not that, but this is close. Don't be surprised if I'm on this play Saturday. And yes, I reserve the right to change my feelings.
No,
but
that.
I probably won't.
That's funny. Okay. What do you got? By the way, this game I would never touch.
I think this last game is
NC State, Florida State. Yep. Out!
Florida State. Out! Florida State favored by 6.5 at home. Over-under is at 61.5. I like the over in this one, not playing it. But I think that one will go over. Really high for these two teams, which means you know what I'm saying. High total usually means high number. So I would lean the over in that one, Joe. Not that I'm playing it because I'm not.
All right, and then 8 o'clock slate, Fresno, New Mexico State. Any action on Fresno there?
So the one thing that scares me,
New Mexico State blows.
New Mexico State is horrible, but Fresno State is literally getting like almost every single. This is the highest percentage for a college football play all year. Fresno State has 97% of the bet and 99% of the money. Total has moved to 18, or the spread has moved to 18. Total still sitting at 62.5. Fresno State's going to win the game, but I don't want to touch this one because of how many people are on. Everyone is on Fresno State. Literally every single bettor has asked me about Fresno State because I like them at the beginning of the year to go over 8 wins. I would not touch this one. That's me, personally. You taking Fresno State?
No.
Okay.
UNLV, Wyoming, I have no play.
UNLV, Wyoming. Wyoming right now laying 9.5 at home.
3-1 though. 2-0.
Total open at 52. Joe, this one should go over. Should go over. You're looking for a late night. You want a little late night play, UNLV, Wyoming? This one should go over. Wyoming should score enough. UNLV might score enough to actually keep up with them this game, but Wyoming will win the game.
Houston without their quarterback. Derek King goes on the road to play North Texas after a humiliating loss.
To Tulane
that we had last week, by the way, PP motherfucker. Did I say that again?
That's okay. You can say
it again.
It's okay. It's fine.
Somebody called me out for doing that last week, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares? Yo, so by the way, Houston not only lost Derek King, who's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the entire country, they lost their number two wide receiver, which isn't a huge deal, but still, losing two starters on your team in a matter of a week, not from injury, but to transfer, pretty big deal. The line opened as Houston -2.5, which I love North Texas at. I grabbed North Texas right at the opener at 3.
Dan texted me about this game
earlier. North Texas then moved to 2.5. I texted Joe and I said, listen, take North Texas. King's going to be leaving. Take the 2.5, right? So I have North Texas +3, North Texas -2.5. The spread is at 7.5 now. North Texas is a 7.5-point favorite. I think that's too much. I'm not playing it. No chance in hell am I going to play it. I have no idea what to expect from this game, but there's no point now. If you got in at North Texas early at the +2.5 or +3 or the -2.5 or -3, congratulations. So on to the 10 o'clock slate. Want me to introduce these, Joe?
You go ahead, buddy.
All right. Washington State, Utah. Washington State on the road at Utah.
Do they even
Utah laying 6 points, total at 57 right now.
So I'll ask you just off the bat, like, is Washington, like, did they run out of? Yeah, I always love to fade a team after they score a bunch of runs in baseball. You know, Washington just scored a shitload of points. Utah's off a loss against, you know, USC.
Washington State's off one of the worst losses I've ever seen.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, this might be a Utah game here.
I wouldn't take Utah, but yeah, I agree. It's a Utah game. You know what I think it is? I think it's an offensive letdown game.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're looking for something in this game, instead of even taking Utah, Joe, I would look at the under. Like, the under is sitting at 57 now, been sharpie down from 59. I would lay the under 57.5. I would lay the under 57.5, in my opinion. That's the way that I would go, Joe, in that one. 10 o'clock game. Another 10 o'clock game. Actually, you know what? I'll give you this one. These two are very important games right here, okay? So we'll start with UCLA, Arizona. I think that's the better one to start with. UCLA coming off an emotional, incredible, most amazing victory. Is that the most incredible comeback you've ever seen? 39 or 41 or whatever it was? Like, the box score in that is ridiculous. UCLA scored 21 in the third and 29 in the fourth to come back and win that game. Joe, I don't know about you. UCLA off an emotional loss on a back-to-back road. Back-to-back road games. We just talked about that. Teams on back-to-back road games, 0-4 straight up in the Power 5 conferences. I would lay Arizona and the points. I've given out a parlay piece every week, Joe. Last week it was Florida State.
That's right.
Guess what my parlay pieces are so far.
What do we have?
4-0. Guess what I'm going back to this week? Same well. Arizona money line for a parlay piece.
Okay. Can I just tell you something?
I don't like having someone, but I'm laying it.
No. Arizona at home, they're a different team.
Agreed.
They're just like, they're the typical college team that plays so well at home, and they can't do shit on the road.
And someone hasn't changed that one bit.
I know UCLA won. I know. 7.5? I'm gonna bet this game at night, and I'm gonna take Arizona.
Down to 6.5.
I'm gonna take Arizona, but I'm not PP. I'm gonna wait it out. I'm gonna see how the day goes.
It's down to 6.5.
Because I know we have the degenerate special.
Yep.
Well, not necessarily the degenerate special.
Dude, I have a PP on this game.
Both games or
no?
On the
degenerate special.
Just real quick, Arizona though, everything you said is right, but just if you just watch football, forget about gambling and all that stuff. There's just something about Arizona at home. That game though, it's going to be 45-34.
Wouldn't be surprised if it went over. I wouldn't be surprised, but I could also see UCLA scoring nothing. You know,
true.
I could
fumble the ball three times.
I could see Arizona beating them by like 40. So here's what I'll tell you. Don't back UCLA this week. If you're looking, if you want to know a money line parlay piece of the Arizona's your parlay piece this week. Those are going 4-0 for me, by the way. And I would not back UCLA. I'd back Arizona the 6.5. Final game, Joe.
Real quick, just want to throw this out here.
Go ahead.
Last year, Nevada beat Hawaii in Hawaii last year. And this was like to put Hawaii was favored. I think Cole McDonald was having issues or whatever, couldn't play.
He was hurt.
So Nevada came back to win. It was a good win for Nevada. I watched the whole entire thing. They actually impressed me how good they were. They won a bowl game, right?
The quarterback graduated, yeah.
So Nevada's a good team. What, they beat Purdue, right?
They beat Purdue.
They had a comeback week win. Yep. So they're a good team.
They're an okay team. They're a good team at home.
They're an okay team.
Yeah.
You called it last week. Hawaii got their asses kicked. Was that 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Whatever. You called it.
Yeah.
Now they had a week off, but they're going back on the road again.
Yep.
Actually, Hawaii played last week, and they played a nobody. It was a nobody.
I can't remember.
Cal State Fullerton or something.
They won last week, right?
Yeah, they won. They crushed. Both teams are 3-1 here. The spread's 2.
3.
Okay. What do you like? Just give me your insight on this one. Because
they beat Central Arkansas. That was the team they beat last week.
But, I mean, like, here, like, don't you have to back the home team in this one?
I am taking Hawaii +3 and the PP. The Flying Hawaiians. Dude, Nevada sucks. I don't know. I mean,
well,
listen.
I'll say this. Their quarterback blows. He stinks. They're all running defense. That's all they are.
Yeah, I mean, listen. They don't get me wrong. They had. They
you know
had
what, a, Dan? I like. You know what? I'm starting to turn the corner here.
I like Nevada week one. I faded Nevada week one, right? I did. I was wrong. I got my ass kicked with Purdue. Since then, Nevada lost 6-7. They lost 77-6 to Oregon. 77-6 to Oregon. I don't think Oregon is that good. They beat Weber State, good FCS team, by 6 at home. They beat UTEP on the road by 14. UTEP sucks. Hawaii is a good team. There's going to be a lot of turnovers, a lot of points in this one. I think Hawaii is the side that you need to be backing on this one late night. Nevada, to me, just not that impressive of a team. Hawaii absolutely is the right side in this one. Hawaii +3, that ends my college PP.
I got to tell you, Dan's been on with Hawaii. He knows when to fade him and when to jump on him. I watch a lot of Hawaii because my wife is Hawaiian, and I have a little bit of intel from people on the island sometimes.
Your wife is awesome.
She's Hawaiian.
That makes sense.
I asked her if she liked Hawaiian Punch when I met her.
Oh, are you going to ask her if she likes the Hawaiian Rainbow Warriors to cover
she
the spread this week?
She bought me a Hawaii Rainbow Warriors t-shirt.
I know. I've seen it. I've seen you wear it in here before. I'm. You tell her I'm backing.
If they win, we're getting Lays.
No, you're getting laid. I'm getting a lay.
All right, we're done.
I'm done.
We're done.
Hawaii,
enough college football.
Hawaii's winning outright.
How
They're
many
PPs
was that, dude? I gave 3.
So I gave out. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I gave out 6.
You hated my wake. Well, we'll let people listen.
Yeah,
to
listen to it. I hated one. You gave out 3. I gave out 6.
You didn't like 2 out of 2 or 3 of mine.
I know. I didn't like one of them.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. I the other ones I didn't mind.
Okay.
I get the local one.
The red bandana bothers me a little bit.
I know, but I get that one. I can see because that's a better team. The other one, I have no idea what you're doing. Yeah, I have no idea what you're
real
doing on that
the
one.
Box,
no
man.
Idea what you're doing on that one. You are. I mean, I'm
riding.
I'll tell you this. I'm out fading you because you're hot as shit, but we're wild. All right, let's move into the NFL.
Unorthodox way. All right, this is over under 985 the podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over under 985, the podcast NFL edition. Hopefully you all stayed tuned for the college. College is always longer, so, you know.
There's just more to break down in college.
I'm okay if you fast forward. It's okay. We just want you to listen.
If you fast forward, you miss our PPs. Don't ask me for them. That's all.
True.
That's the only thing is like.
That is very true.
If you fast forward, I'm not going to give you the points.
So if you are now tuned in to the NFL, which we are doing right here, and you want college picks, go back. We gave out plenty. We went nine points.
I gave out six. You gave out three.
Oh, man. What are we going to do with Fred's money? Well, I might have to put 150 on.
I don't know how many NFL plays you have this week, but I don't feel good about a lot of NFL.
Well, let's get it going. And I just wanted to bring this one back up. Since 05, teams that have started the season winless have gone 39-23-1. That's the following week. So, just we can break down the games. But between, do you want to go through the slate, or is there a team that doesn't have a win that you would like to support this week?
Team, can you read the teams again?
So it's Miami plus 16.5 versus the Chargers.
Nope.
The Redskins at the Giants and Danny Dimes.
Okay.
Arizona plus 2.5 versus the Seahawks.
Okay.
The Broncos favored versus Jacksonville by 3.5.
Okay.
Bengals at Steelers.
Okay.
And then, of course,
the Steelers at Bengals. Okay. There's a few teams I like there. We'll get into
all right,
it.
There's
a few teams.
So that trend is there. So let's start the card off with Carolina and Houston. Houston off a win last week. I took Houston, but it was only for the simple fact that Dan was on the Chargers. But that's a personal thing. That's nothing else. No, the reason why I was on, I thought that I just don't think the Chargers are right, but we'll talk about them in a bit. Houston's now back at home. That was a good win last week. I think Stills really does something for that offense. And I also think Duke Johnson just gives them a little bit more. They're not a real running team like they have been in the past. They need to be a little bit more creative. Now, Carolina and Allen, this could be the spark that maybe gets Cam Newton out of there. I'm pulling for that kid because I thought that they looked explosive. McCaffrey, man, just that long run that he had, like, he looked like a different player. He looked like a Stanford McCaffrey.
He's
been good.
He looks like he's actually energized because he thinks they have a chance to win.
Their defense was okay. Total is at 46. Houston minus 4, but I'll tell you right now, I don't trust Houston at all. I grabbed them as a dog, as a 4-point favorite against a team that played well. I don't like the 4 points.
I don't like the 4 points either. I don't really like anything in this game. I don't really have a lean on the total, 47.5. I don't really like the Texans. If I had to pick anything in this game, it would be the Panthers. But, man, I don't really know them well enough to lean with them either. I got nothing in this game. I got to say, Joe, this week in the NFL feels even worse than last week. I feel like this is going to be even harder than last week. So I'm being very choosy here.
Between the two teams, though, Carolina's been better offensively. Houston's better defensively. If we even it out, I think Carolina's been more balanced this year. They're the only team yet to lose.
I do worry about turnovers with the Texans.
Yeah, that's my thing. This kid has to go on the road now against a creative defense.
Based off what we're saying, you'd probably get the intention that we're leaning under, which is fair.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Carlos Hyde needs to be a part of that offense for Houston if they really want to be effective.
When he's in there, he bangs, man. He bangs. So he is a good player for Houston. I don't think there's a lot of edge in this one at all. I think maybe Carolina, but like you don't know what you're going to get with Kyle Allen on the road. Like it's just, yeah.
All right, let's talk this one out, Dan. PP, Cleveland Browns plus 7 against the Ravens this week.
Double PP, Cleveland Browns plus 7 against the Ravens this week. Double PP. The Ravens right now are getting a lot of love. Divisional matchup.
35 points a game, right?
Divisional matchup. And
they get a 200 rushing yards a game.
Their first two wins, and their two wins right now are against Arizona in Miami. Not exactly stellar wins. Cleveland lost to Tennessee.
bad loss at home. Bad loss.
Bad loss, but Tennessee, yeah. They're kind of like a different beast at home. But yeah, you're right. Bad loss.
Beat the Jets on the road.
Which they won convincingly.
Then lost to the Super Bowl reigning whatever.
That they just terrible play calling.
They should have won that game last week. And honestly, I'm starting to think that the refs are starting to fuck them. Because
the penalties have been out of control.
They are throwing so many penalties on them. I mean, there's a holding call on every play in the NFL. There's holding in every play. So, like, when you see the holds, especially, that's where it's like, what is going on here? Holding after holding after holding. I would not be surprised if Baltimore or if Cleveland won this game outright.
Now,
and again, there's going to be
no Jimmy Smith again. They have struggles in their secondary like they did last week.
And everyone's jumping off the Cleveland train this week. You know, everyone's jumping off the Cleveland train this week.
Because we've lost money on them. So it's like, why are you going to back them? I still think this is the week to back them.
It's a long term play with this team. Cleveland plus +7, you and me both.
We're both on it.
Yep.
So there you go. PP for those who...
double PP.
Double deuce. How about the Chargers going to Miami? Now, I have this thing, Dan, where I'm going to fade the Dolphins every single week against the spread. So that's where
Even
I stand,
this week?
But I'm not PPing them.
Even this week. So you said the Chargers don't look right. I agree.
They're Melvin Gordon back, though, next week.
Not this week. There's something wrong with them.
I think Derwin James is a huge loss.
Derwin James, but their offensive line looks terrible. Phillip Rivers looks old, dude. He can't move. He cannot move left to right. I don't know if you saw this, but I can't remember who they were facing last week. Houston, I think. Someone broke through the defensive line for Houston, or the offensive line for the Chargers. Houston player coming on him. His offensive lineman's still there. All Rivers has to do is step to the right and avoid him. He just goes down. He doesn't look right, man.
You might not be right. You're right.
The whole team doesn't look right. I'd avoid
Williams
the Chargers.
When he's healthy, he looks very good.
I'd avoid the Chargers at all costs.
So, okay. So you're not going to touch the double-digit favorite.
If you want a survivor pick,
it's the Chargers.
Hard to go against the Chargers this week because this is the only time you can use them. So,
can I give you another one that I'm... Let's talk it out, and then we'll discuss. The Atlanta Falcons are giving 4 points to Tennessee.
Yuck.
Atlanta's at home.
Yuck.
Do I have to remind you that Atlanta is 1-14 against AFC teams?
Do I have to remind you that I agree with Tennessee this week? I think Tennessee had a tough game against the Colts. Whatever. I think they're not a great team, but they should beat Atlanta, which is really disappointing because Atlanta, I really thought going into the year, was going to be better than they are. But, man, they look disappointing.
I'll say this. Could Atlanta win by a touchdown? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's going to be a close game. So if I had to pick a side, I'd take Tennessee.
I would, too.
I'm in a pick'em league that I do every week, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't play every single game, but I'm like 31-19. I took Tennessee in that league.
I like Tennessee this week, too. There's a chance I end up on them on Sunday. So,
Washington and the Giants. By the way, any impact on the total there, 46? Tennessee game.
So the Tennessee total right now sitting at 45.5, down from 46. Right now we got 60% of the bet on the under.
And I didn't mention the totals in the other
game. It's probably going over. It's a dome game.
Cleveland.
That feels like a high total for a Tennessee game.
How about Cleveland? I kind of lean over.
Cleveland is 40, open at 46.5, down to 45. I actually think that's an under game.
Okay. And then the Chargers are at 44 with the Dolphins.
Chargers at 44. I think that's an over game, actually. I think the Chargers are going to score a little bit.
Okay. And then obviously Carolina-Houston.
Carolina-Houston total is at 47. As we talked about and we kind of discussed, I think that's going under from what we had gathered on that game.
All right, finally, we got a couple more 1 o'clock games here, but Washington, Monday night loss, Jay Gruden's job on the line against Danny Dimes at home. I see it now at -3 Giants.
That's what I have, too.
I'm not buying this one. Give me Washington.
Total, by the way, at this one is at 49.5, up from 46. Getting hammered.
Could be an over there.
Here's
the deal. So here's Saquon Barkley. No Saquon Barkley.
Agreed, but they completed the comeback without him last week.
I watched the whole game.
Do they get Golden Tate back, or is it, this is week four?
Week four, next week. So my buddy is a Giants fan, right? My groomsman at my wedding, whatever. He's a Giants fan. He was going crazy, dude. I mean, he was going nuts, all right? So my buddy Eric Flum, shout out. He was going crazy.
Shout out.
I'll tell you this. I tend to think that the Redskins, in a divisional game, should win this one.
So
this is a, if they lose this game, Gruden is gone.
Can I tell you this? Last year, I had the Redskins and the Giants won 40-16. I like the Redskins again.
I don't like either side. I mean,
I'm probably not going to play this one, but
divisional games are tough, man. It's too early for this division.
I mean, I don't know. Are the Giants getting too much love off a win against the Bucs?
It feels like that, but it also feels like they don't have Eli Manning, which last week the line didn't move, but this week it kind of feels like the line should have moved because Jones actually looked like he can play and Manning can't. Yeah. Manning, by the way, is done. He's done.
Yeah. He is out. Oakland at Indianapolis. I took Oakland in my pick 'em league.
I like Oakland too. 7 points to Indy, and again, Indy. I feel like Indy might be better as like
the gritty underdog.
The gritty underdog favorite. The favorite no one. So by the way, I was reading it. Patrick Everson, who does all the cover stuff on Sunday mornings and Saturday morning, he talks about who the books need and whatever. He has a great follow to tell you kind of where the money is going in about the sharp money and what books need and whatever. He said that the only favorite that it was a consensus need at every book was the Colts, which we were on. Last week. This week, I feel like the Colts are kind of going to be overvalued. I think the Raiders have had a bad couple weeks. I think the Raiders should rebound. +7 for me. I'll take the 7 with the Raiders on the road.
So last year, Indianapolis won 42-28, but Derek Carr still threw for 3 touchdowns.
They also had Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, that's right. And Marlon Mack had a big day, 132-yard rushing and 2 touchdowns. So I'm sure it's a different team, different year, but if Mack had a good performance last year, I think that's something that the Raiders are going to key in on. And we'll see if Brissett can throw the football. And, you know, the Raiders started strong. They fizzled a little bit. I think this is a chance for them at least to keep it competitive.
Yeah.
I think the Colts win, but, you know, field goal, 4 points, something like that.
It feels like a 6-point win.
Okay.
Feels like a six-point win. Or the Raiders went outright. I honestly wouldn't be surprised by that.
All right, two more 1 o'clock games. We got the Patriots.
The two. By the way, let me just call my shot. One of these teams loses outright.
Patriots on the road. You talked about this on Twitter. Patriots go on the road against Buffalo. Right now, it's 7.5 at my local book. So that means that the local is getting some money on the Patriots.
No, I mean it's half a point.
All right, right off the bat, I lean under 42 points, but I'm not taking an under in a Patriots game. Especially this type of game. So a lot of the trends lean towards the Patriots. Well, obviously, Brady's record, this, and that. Dan, this is a square play. Really, really square. But give me the Patriots minus the 7 PP.
Okay. I don't know if you heard of this, but Sean McDermott versus Tom Brady has a better record than any head coach, statistically speaking. McDermott is the best head coach versus Brady in the entire NFL.
Yep. I agree. Hey, listen, I'm tipping my cap to Buffalo.
But
if I can get the Patriots at 7 points, I'm going to do it.
I get it. I don't blame you.
It's square. Square play alert.
This is just, if you take New England and you take Kansas City, you're going to take an L. You're going to lose money somewhere. That's how I feel this week. Because if you take New England and you take Kansas City, you're gonna lose money somewhere. So you better pick and choose if you want to be square, and pick a side that you want. Because
now, who's
I would be stunned if the books what?
We want to talk about teams who've beaten who. Who's Buffalo beaten?
They'd be no one.
Who are they beaten?
Oh, do you want the actual
Cincinnati,
schedule?
Cincinnati, right?
Well, yeah, they
the Jets. And who's their third one against?
Let's see. I'll pull it up here.
And then the Patriots obviously beat Pittsburgh, which I guess doesn't look like anything anymore.
I mean, they beat Pittsburgh with Roethlisberger.
They beat the Jets. And
they beat the Dolphins.
Beat the Dolphins.
So, I guess. And the Bills beat the Giants.
Okay, that's nothing. Yeah.
So, I mean, neither team really has a win. Listen, I don't have an interest in this game whatsoever. I think that
the injuries for the Patriots, by the way, are significant. Edelman doesn't play. That's
I think there's a chance Edelman doesn't. I think Edelman will play. I think there's a chance Newhouse doesn't play. Which
he's got an illness.
Yeah, so. If he doesn't play on Sunday, who are you putting at left tackle?
I'll say this much: that if the Patriots are going to win in Buffalo, they got to run the football. No James Devlin.
They can't run the football.
They can't do it right now.
I don't know why. I don't know why you're taking the seven.
I'm taking the seven, Dan.
Until Josh Allen beats the Patriots defense. I think you're right. I think they're going to win, but just because I feel like Josh Allen will throw like a pick six at the end of the game and the Pats will cover. I feel like this is going to be a close game. But you remember what happened last year, Joe, in Buffalo? Pats did not cover. Game went heavily under. And the Pats did not cover. This kind of feels like the Pats-Lions game last year. Just the line opened at 7. No one has touched it at all. Like the line is open at 6.5 or 7. It just hasn't moved at all, Joe. And this is the same line movement that happened when the Patriots went into Detroit last year and lost outright to the Lions. Different type of game because Patricia, you know, was the coach for the Lions, NFC, not divisional. Divisional games are always different. I say that every fucking podcast because some people don't, it doesn't get through their heads for whatever reason. I'm telling you right now, this feels scary. Swallow your balls. Good luck.
I love that line. Let's get t-shirts, bankroll boys, swallow your balls. And then we get the Chiefs, Detroit. So,
same thing. It's the same fucking thing. Line opened at 6. It's at 6.5. There's been no movement. The Chiefs are getting 98% of the bet. New England getting 92% of the bet. There's been no movement at all. The total for Kansas City right now, the Kansas City Detroit game is at 55. So I'll tell you, again, swallow your balls. I don't know what the fuck to expect. One of these two teams is probably losing outright, either the Chiefs or the Patriots, because you know how many teasers there are going to be
for the Patriots and Pats. Yeah,
Pats, Chiefs.
You're right.
Everyone's going to be on the Pats Chiefs teaser. Everyone.
If it's me, I think Detroit is the team that might impress.
I think it's Buffalo.
And that's fine. You're right. Buffalo probably does deserve a little bit more credit than Detroit. That's for sure. Marvin Jones is coming along. I watched that game last week. I was very impressed with Detroit.
And Galladay.
Yeah. I mean, their defense is playing well. They haven't really been running the ball with Kerryon Johnson,
But they've been doing the dump-off pass, and he's a first-down machine. Yeah.
And they had Blunt, a year ago? He couldn't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what was that guy named? Zenner?
Like, Zach Zenner sucks.
So, like, maybe that's what they're figuring out with that offense. And remember, they used to throw to Theo Riddick all the time. So, maybe they're using that with Kerryon Johnson now.
If I had to pick, one of Kansas City and New England is going down this week.
All right. You heard it there first. I'm going to back Detroit in this game. No PP, but I'm giving Patriots as a PP.
I'm backing. I'm not touching any of these four teams. None of them.
Okay. 4 o'clock games on the slate. We got three of them. Let's start with Seattle at Arizona. Arizona's 0-3. Seattle's 2-1 with that loss last week against New Orleans. I'm going to go Seattle off a loss. I wonder what their I probably should have done some research to see what Seattle's record is off a loss. They've been such a successful team over the last few years. So last year, they played at the end of the year. Seattle won 27-24. But Russell Wilson had to come back in that game. And
Arizona covered.
Yeah, and Rosen was the quarterback
Can you tell me what happened earlier in the year?
What happened earlier? What do you mean?
When Arizona played Seattle earlier in the year?
This year?
Last year.
Oh, I don't know what.
Arizona covered.
Oh, okay.
Arizona's covered, I believe, 4 straight games.
Russell Wilson, though, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions this year. They've gotten a little bit of a running game from Carson.
And
Lockett's like their big receiver.
Horrible last week.
They were bad.
They were the most heavily overrated 2-0 team. I think the Cardinals, 0-2-1, winless. You want to talk about a winless team that's going to win at home? Give me the Cardinals plus 5.5. I like.
Oh, are you? Are we talking?
Not PPing it. Okay. Not doing it. But I lean the Cardinals this week. I think divisional game at home. I think that Seattle's heavily overrated right now. They have a lot of problems going on. Would not surprise me if Arizona wins this game outright.
Okay.
Hard to back Seattle right now. I don't know how you can want to do
what
it.
What we got going on that TV screen in there? I see people pumping their fists and moving their feet and jumping up and down and all that kind of stuff.
You want me to check the NFL game?
It's okay. I'll pop up the old scoreboard.
Is that Green Bay? He had a big play there. First goal.
There we go. We got Green Bay. How about that? Sorry, everybody, for, okay, whatever. 4 o'clock game continuing. Oh, you're going to hate me, Dan. I love Denver this week. I love Denver. I don't know what it is. I love them. How do I go against the stash, though?
We talked. Why are you fading? Why are you taking?
I'm not fading. I didn't make a pick yet.
Hold on. Why are you taking Joe Flacco? We talked about. You remember a couple weeks ago? You were like, I'm never backing Joe Flacco again.
Why do I
hate
like
Joe Flacco?
Talk me out of this.
I actually can't.
Talk me out of it.
I like Denver too.
Talk. Just try.
I can't.
Is it the stash?
I think Jacksonville won a divisional game on Thursday night last week. Now going on the road to a hard place to play in Denver.
Denver wins this game. Well, actually, they haven't played in a little while.
I think Denver wins this game. I think I'll take the under.
Minshew has been way better than Flacco. Way better than Flacco. Ah.
Yeah, but again, road game.
Road. Oh, is this his first road game?
I think so.
Yeah, because I think he came in on the road.
No, I lied. They can't be 3-0 on right now.
No, Denver played. They lost opening night. Remember, I think we had them.
I'm trying to remember who they played. Oh, week one.
Oakland, they lost.
Okay, yeah, at Oakland. There you go.
At Oakland. I got
no, they that. Lost at Houston. That's who they lost to. You're talking about Denver. I'm talking about Jacksonville.
Sorry.
Jacksonville lost at Houston. But again, divisional game.
Well, they lost by 1 point. They went for two.
Navy touchdown.
Boom, 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 boom,
but
boom, boom.
Missed the extra point.
Get the fuck out of here. Kickers?
Oh. First half over under was 27.5.
What's it now? 20.
It is now 20.
Okay. Oh no!
I'm on the first half under. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it's possible.
We should just do live periscopes of watching football.
Oh god, that'd be so much.
We get it sponsored. It'd be awesome.
We should do that.
Well. Pay us, people.
We should do
pay
that
us. Well. Damn it!
I've been offered so many tips at this point. We're not allowed to take them.
All right, let's get into the good one here. Bears are Minnesota. Forget about the line. Forget about everything. Take the line out of it.
I have two PPs on this.
Okay, forget about the line for a second. Let's actually, give, the three-gap technique in the, let's talk real football
okay,
here,
you want to shoot the gap with Joe Murray and Dan Lipschitz?
Yeah, we can do that. Two former, I played offensive line. Dude, you had to be a lineman, right?
I can't believe you want to shoot the gap. Okay, who are we talking about?
Well,
the
I think
A-gap
the mic
here?
In the middle there is we talking about the A-gap a big here? Difference here in that Dalvin
okay.
Cook. Gotta watch out that Dalvin
All
Cook.
Right, I'm done
gotta
with
set
this.
The edge out
I'm
there.
I'm done with this. How about this? Simply put, we have the two shittiest quarterbacks maybe ever. And Mitch Trubisky and Kirk
they
Cousins.
They both have three touchdowns and two interceptions,
they are
and their teams
both
are really
garbage.
Good. Their teams
They're,
are good.
And both their defenses are fantastic. The Bears, here's the thing. Kirk Cousins doesn't beat good teams. Doesn't beat good
that
teams.
That trend does not lie.
And he doesn't beat them on the road, especially. Ugh. You know where I'm going? Bears, minus 1.5, PP, lock it up. And Joe, double PP game. This will end my NFL PPs right here. Vikings Bears under 38.5 PP.
I picked Minnesota in my Pick'em League, but I got them at 3. You have them at 1.5. It's gonna land right in the middle there somewhere.
Adventure.
It's going to land right in the middle.
I would probably lay the Bears money line if I were you.
Yeah. That Cousins trend doesn't lie, man.
And here's the thing.
I want to watch this game. What are these two teams made out of? I know Minnesota can run the football. Chicago can't run the football. So, that's what I want to know.
But
can
also,
Trubisky throw on these assholes or what?
But see, I think Montgomery might be able to run the football a little bit.
He
this
hasn't
way.
Yet.
Yeah, but they haven't really tried. They haven't really tried to run the football like.
And I'll give you
a down the throw. Football,
I mean, hey, listen. The Patriots won the Super Bowl last year without Sony Michel.
7-0 Packers.
So, but earlier in the year, though, good teams in cold weather need running backs later in the year. So to your point, it's okay. Tariq Cohen. I don't know if you saw this week.
They haven't used him at all.
He was doing a little periscope in the You got a little guy Schlong.
Yeah, it's like Kyle Long's. Kyle Long Schlong.
Kyle Long
Schlong. Long Schlong, baby. Long Schlong.
All right, final game. Well, before the Monday Nighter. Just talk me out of Dallas because I'm on Dallas. I'm on Dallas.
Oh,
big.
You missed one.
What?
Tampa Bay, Los Angeles.
Oh, Jesus.
Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, the Bucks and the Rams. Tampa Bay, or the Rams laying 9 at home versus the Bucks, over under sitting at 49.
So I'm going to be real with you right now. Rams minus 9. I'm not going to lock it up. I want to.
I feel pretty good about the Rams minus 9, too.
I'll say this, though. Tampa Bay, after that loss last week, they're going to get their asses kicked.
Feels like it. Feels like this is feels like this game right here could be a make or break game
like
for their season.
Tampa Bay, off that missed field goal.
This remember, it's a Bruce Arians coach team, so they're not a bad coach team anymore.
You're right,
but still, if they lose this game, 1-3, they're falling behind in division. They're in some serious trouble.
Okay, the Rams have won 5 straight. They played 2 years ago. Rams won 37-32, but Jameis Winston threw for 400 yards against.
Feels like a shootout. It does feel like a shootout. This game feels like it could be a lot of points. So, all right, final.
That's
two
a
games.
Tricky game to me, but yeah, I'm wondering where the line ends.
I would lay the chalk with the Rams.
I just think you're right though. There's an Arians factor in there.
It's not Dirk Cutter.
It's funny. We do this on Thursday night. But these lines move, man. If that thing can get to 8 or 7, I would jump on the Rams. I'm going to circling that game right now. Cowboys, Saints. The Saints are still a good football team. Say what you want about Teddy Bridgewater. Dallas won this game. If you remember, it was a Monday night or Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend. Dallas won 13-10. I had Dallas in that game last year. Drew Brees threw a pick late. That's what kind of changed it. Neither team could run the football. Kamara could do nothing on the ground whatsoever. And Amari Cooper, it was his first game. He had a big game. Remember, 8 catches in that game. So they held Michael Thomas. I'm just going back to last year. I know the teams are different. Prescott, the difference with him is he's throwing the ball more. He's got more receivers, more weapons.
I still don't think he's a good quarterback.
There
were times versus Miami last week where I was like, dude, what are you fucking doing?
The thing I'm trying to tell you, though, is he improves. Like, he threw a stupid pick in the end zone. Why? And then one time he finally tucked it and ran. That's what he needs to do. He needs to use his legs. What do we got here?
Nothing. I'm just laughing because I completely forgot about Houston is also on a back-to-back road for college football. So they lost their quarterback, they lost their second wide receiver, and they're on a back-to-back road. Just the fucking perfect storm for them.
Dan's got 500 bets on North Texas.
I have a lot
of it's kind of like think. Scott what was that movie? Necessary Roughness? Remember? Scott Bakula was the quarterback.
I came back with Houston plus 7.5 on a bunch this week. I'm looking for a middle. So, anyways,
going back to Dallas and New Orleans, how do you feel about this matchup?
Yeah, the Sharps are definitely going to end up on the Saints.
The home team is one.
The Sharps are definitely going to be on the Saints.
The home team is one. Now, they split every the last couple of times they play.
I really don't know what to do in this one. It feels like this is going to be a defensive battle.
I don't think Kamara hasn't done anything against the Cowboys. I think that they can. I think the Cowboys defense is good enough to slow down Kamara. Now, can they slow down Kamara and Mike Thomas? That's like a thing for me. And then does Teddy Bridgewater end up working his legs a little bit more?
I feel like the Saints will probably win this game, but man, I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it. I won't be touching this game.
How square are the Cowboys on the road at 2.5 here?
Very, very square. I mean, they're not the squarest. That's the Chiefs and the Patriots, but they're probably right there.
I'm going to look this up. I'll tweet it out at some point. I want to know what the Cowboys are as a road favorite on Sunday Night Football.
Can't be great. I mean,
because they play the Giants
in the last 5
so
years. In the last 5 years,
yeah, I'll look that up.
I'd say it can't be great. Probably not great.
The two best passers in the league right now are Mahomes and Prescott, as far as rating.
Yeah,
you hate them both. I love it. Do you care about the Monday Night game?
I do for my win total because the Steelers, and I want them to suffer and suck and be terrible. They're laying 4 at home versus Cincinnati. It's in a divisional game. The total right now is at 43.5. The only thing I like in this game, Joe, is the under. I think this one goes under. But I got nothing else for you. Nothing. I two shitbag teams facing off in a shitbag game on Monday night I won't watch. I'll tell you this, though. Steelers under 9 is a fucking lock. How you feel about that now, huh? Steelers under 9, easy money.
Oh, yeah?
Easy money.
How about that Colts bet now?
Sweating, but I think if they lose this week, well, you'll feel better about it. They're 2-1, right? They lost to the Chargers week 1. I think if they lose to Oakland, you'll feel better about it this week. 2-1, 2-2, 2-1, 2-2 this week. 2-2. I mean, good 2-2 going into next week. I think we feel good.
All
about
right.
It.
So before we go here, Eagles have the ball on a 4th and 3 at the Green Bay 47. Do you think Peterson goes for it?
Yes. I do. I do think he goes for it. He is an aggressive mother. You know that. And so I think that he is going to go for it.
He punted.
Yep. That sucks. That was dumb. Okay, whatever.
I wish we could bet on that kind of shit.
You can. All right. So, okay, a couple things I forgot to give out. Back-to-back road games this week. San Jose State, Central Michigan. We talked about Western Michigan, Central Michigan. Back-to-back. Central Michigan on a back-to-back. Coastal Carolina, SMU, Louisiana Lafayette, UConn, South Alabama, Houston, Kentucky, and UCLA. Kentucky and UCLA are the only Power 5 teams. Houston lost their quarterback, their second wide receiver, and San Jose State is back-to-back on a short week. So that's what we have there. Do you want to take a few questions? Because we have questions. Boy, do we have questions.
Should we pause have so, and take it to the window?
We have so many questions.
All right, we're going to pause here. How many PPs overall have we given out?
So we gave out 9 college. I gave out 3 NFL.
I think I have 1 or 2.
You gave out 2. We have a double PP in the NFL. So we have 4 total PPs in the NFL and 9 in college. 13 PPs total.
We had 12 last week. We had 8 and 4.
So you know what we could do? Here's what we could do.
We are doing a head to head.
Here's what we could do with right? Toucher's money. No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing it head to head this week. Here's what we could do with Toucher's money. We could spread it out on college football and use the remains on Sunday. How about that? If we do well, we roll it over. We still play the same amount, 200 a play. You know, therefore, we don't, you know, we're not going up just in case we have a bad Sunday. But, you know, just 200 a play. And I'm assuming we're not going to lose every game on college football. I feel pretty good about this slate. I know you do too. And we roll it over on Sunday. How about that? Because if we have 9 plays, that's $200 a game, means an extra $200 left over. Yeah. So he'll have a couple extra $100 left.
I'm in. Cool. Fred's in too.
Oh, I get. Sounds good, Fred.
He doesn't care.
I am.
He's happy to get his. He went 8-4 with juice. By the way, Vig, $650.
Yeah, he was. So I wasn't there this morning. Was he happy?
He said it was a really good investment. Hey, think about that. How many places can you give somebody $2,000 and get back $650?
How did Rich feel?
He was actually pissed that he faded us.
Yeah.
Oh, and I told Rich that he had to pay Fred.
Good. Hear that, Rich? Good. I'm sick. That really hurt. That really hurt.
Somebody's got to pay up, and it ain't me.
Oh, my voice is paid.
Okay. Sometimes you got to pipe up. What's that song? Pay the piper? That guy?
All right, let's take it to the window.
What's his name?
Who?
That guy? Take a man pipe up. That guy.
I have no idea.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. Hit it 2 times, I'm a wifer. Let's take it to the window.
Take it to the window.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over Under 98.5.
Over on our 985, we are taking it to the window. First things first, it's okay to DM us. We get a lot of DMs. We get a lot of stuff. I just want to just say that on Thursday nights, we will be periscoping our Thursday night football games. Okay? Both NFL and college. Also, do you know how many times I get an email? Hey, I want to start betting. What book should I use? I mean, this is like really.
We answer it literally every week.
All right, so I use a local, meaning a guy likes to take my bets. Probably shouldn't say that on our podcast, but whatever.
You've said it so many times.
Okay, I use a local. Hey, Joe, can you run? No. Find a guy. Go find a guy.
Just send them to me.
Go to damn Rhode Island.
Just send it to me. These asses just
yes,
tell
go
them
talk to Dan Lipschitz, at Dan Lipschitz. But listen, you can get in your car and you can drive to Twin River. They will take your bet right then and there. Drive there. And then maybe New Hampshire will. Maybe you can go to that place.
They'll cut your limits.
What's that place in Salem? Shooters there or whatever it's called. The little poker room up there right next to Marianne's Diner, exit 2 of Rockingham Plaza or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, soon you can probably bet there.
Go meet a guy.
All right. Yeah. Go meet a guy. You can do it legally, actually.
Go meet a guy.
I don't bet online. I don't do it. I don't like to do it. I want to get my money. I know, Dan, we've talked about this before. So if you have a suggestion, Dan, would you like to tell everybody for the 50th time?
Bet online, bookmaker, $5. They all have different things. DM me, ask me a question. If you want a referral link, I'll gladly send you one.
We don't recommend Bovada. Dan's had bad experiences.
Bovada sucks.
I will say this. I've seen the Bovada platform. They offer a lot of stuff. It looks intriguing. It looks fun. I want my money. They take your money. But do they pay you? That's the question. Anyways,
I'm gonna stop saying Bovada sucks. I don't think they suck. I just don't feel good about them paying me out on time. That's about that. Okay.
When I
I'm gonna stop being such a dick.
When Fred or Rich or any of them place a bet with us, we pay them.
Yeah.
If Tony Bass calls me and says, "Hey Joe,
what are they doing?" I have no idea. They're hand clapping in there. Jones and Arcand are clapping hands, kissing babies. Oh, it's Game of Jones time. That's what's going on. There you go. It's a game of Jones time. All right, Joe. What
do we got?
Let's get to.
Sorry, I started.
Okay, first question from Skip. Any NHL futures you like? Great question to start with because I think that we're going to try and do an NHL podcast next week. I DM'd Ty Anderson. He never got back to me.
I'll be honest with you. I might have some availability after Tuesday next week.
He never got back to me, so I'm thinking we might do it Tuesday. Monday's the Jewish holiday. I can't
do
it.
Ooh, Tuesday. Oh, Monday's the Jewish holiday?
Jewish holiday. Busy.
What is it?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm busy.
I don't know anything about Jewish holidays.
It doesn't matter.
The last day of the month.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Tuesday's the first.
Tuesday, I'm feeling that maybe we do an NHL podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I have a little the old dental thing there.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we're having this conversation now.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, maybe we.
I can always dial in at like 8 o'clock at night, but that means you have to be here, and that sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Maybe we'll do Wednesday.
We could do Wednesday. I think I'll be available on Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday sounds good. Well, I won't be available Wednesday afternoon.
How about Thursday afternoon?
I will not. I work. You.
What about Thursday evening?
Thursday evening sounds great.
Okay, we'll do Wednesday evening and Thursday evening.
Sounds like a date. All right.
You're seeing too much of Dan.
Seriously, man. Fucking.
Let's go. Let's get the questions going here.
All right.
Three minutes. Right. I'm giving you till 9 o'clock to finish this.
You're going to have to give me more than that. Is there any value on Gilmore to win the defensive player? You're at 6,100.
Yeah. Plus 61? Yeah. Willie? I don't think so, because he's not really a big name, but yeah. Hell yeah, I'd put $25 on that. $50, whatever. Yes. Carry on.
Okay. Did Freddie T actually pony up the 2K?
No. That's not how it works when you're going with... If he lost, he would have given us $2,200 cash.
Correct.
Yes, he would have.
Yes, he would have. Okay. Question from Dan. At some point, recap your team total win bets, maybe show ways to hedge the bet.
We put them out on Twitter at Dan Lipschitz today.
Yeah, I put out the MLB to the team totals. You can't hedge MLB team totals, really. If we'll try and hedge college football total.
Lost like one
7-1. 7-1.
That's pretty good.
You did go against the Red Sox under. You took the Red Sox over.
Oh, I did?
Yep.
But I didn't have them to go to the playoffs, though.
You had the Red Sox over 95 wins. You had them go to the playoffs.
What?
Yep. It was the only one you went against us. You agreed on every single one.
All year long, I did radio shows saying I took the under.
Do you want me to get you the sound?
No.
So that was the only one. Okay. So yeah, that's a question from Dan. So again, we'll try and do the best we can, dude. I mean, again, you guys have to understand, we have lives too.
Listen, if we were these radio guys, dude, you should see these guys. They have four producers.
Yeah.
You know, they got these guys.
People
just
getting
them.
Everything from them. Interns.
Yeah, they've interns. They have coffee guys. They have three producers. The Toucher and Rich Show has seven people working on the show.
It's fucking crazy. And again, I love Touch
and
Rich.
Good for them. They're talented enough to do it for an hour.
They deserve to have
that. When we're here on a weekend, hey, do you want to get a guest? Hey, what do you want for sound? And then you just show up, you turn the mic on, and you talk. Yeah. I actually kind of like it like that, though. More organic.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I think all the guys on Touch and Rich are assholes.
Oh, yeah, they all
deserve
it.
They need seven guys.
I'm just busting balls that, like...
Me too.
Holy shit, we're just two guys. You know, I had to take the damn train in the damn rain today. I left my car here at 7 in the morning. Dan didn't show up. I did all the work. He's now doing all the work. It sucks, but we did it, and we're here.
Feel better?
Yeah, you know what? I had to take the damn red line in Boston today, sweat my ass off, then you know what? It decided to rain.
Next time, don't drive on 93. It's really that simple. I didn't drive on 93.
Last week, it took me 2 hours.
It took me 45 minutes.
So you know what? Damn it, this podcast's important to me. It's still real to me, damn it.
Jesus. Okay. Question from Tim. All right, never mind. That's from last week.
By the way, Memphis was just going in for a touchdown, turned the ball over, and now Navy has it on the Memphis 20.
I saw that. Okay.
I overreacted.
There seems to be a trend in the NFL this year about kickers that have lost it and kickers that have it. Should this affect the bet in any way?
Yes. Yes. Totals. Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
I don't care about it. You want to bet? How about this? I bet you Gostkowski. The Pats win by 6 on Sunday and Gostkowski misses a PAT.
I absolutely believe it.
Fully believe that.
Who lost it? The Buccaneers. Talk to the Bucks. How do they feel? How did the Chicago Bears feel after that damn kicker last year? I'm really fired up right now.
Jesus, yeah, seriously.
Where was this 3 hours ago?
I don't know. Okay. This is a question from me from a buddy, Steven. WNBA Finals, how would you bet it knowing you have the future with Washington?
So, Dan, who's in the NBA Finals?
WNBA Finals. Washington Mystics and the Connecticut Sun.
The Connecticut Sun? They play at Mohegan.
That's correct. And the Washington Mystics were the team I gave up the future on. So what I would
Who's on each team? I'd like to know.
Huh?
Who's on each team?
We'll talk about that later. You really want to break down?
I mean,
team?
I don't know who's on Navy or Memphis, so
that's
I'll
fine.
Be honest.
Okay, we'll break it down. Okay, so
it looks like the Memphis running back is Malcolm Perry.
Okay,
the Navy.
We have Elena Delladon for the Mystics.
Okay,
she is
the
MVP.
Yeah,
okay,
she's good.
She is the best player on the team by far, without a question. They have Natasha Cloud, who's a really good point guard.
Oh,
okay?
really good.
She is. She runs the point pretty well.
She runs that shit.
There you go. See, he's making fun of it. Emma Meisman, who's their sixth man off the bench. Okay. Chrissy Tolliver, who was their shooting guard who got hurt most of the year.
You know, nobody's listening to this.
I'm aware. That's okay. So why are we doing it? I'm not doing this. I'm done. Fuck off. All right, moving on. Steven, the answer is just bet them game
to
game.
People really listen
to
this.
You don't need to hedge your fucking...
It is worth it. Listen. Keep going. I don't care about the WNBA.
Okay, yeah.
Did you win money? Did you win money on the WNBA?
Yeah, we fucking crushed it this
Thank time. You.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
Okay. Question from Jeff. Stupid question, but can you only buy points at the local bookie? You can't do that at a book, right? Yes, you can. You can buy points anywhere. Anywhere. Online.
I'll give you an example. Tonight, the Green Bay Packers were -4. I wanted to get them at 3, but they were going to charge me 140. For 1 point, Dan? I'll pay 150. But you want me to pay 300?
Good luck.
That's why I didn't touch it.
I know. I understand that. All right. Question from Michael. I know you're not a fan of parlays, but do you ever flirt with the idea of teases? We gave out a tease today on the Periscope. I'm not a big tease guy. You all know that by now. The way I feel about teases and the way that sharp guys feel about teases, you can do an NFL teaser to 6 points every once in a while. That's it. Other than that, teasers are worthless. I will say, I did a four-team 13-point tease last week for fun, and it hit. So, but again, that's just for fun when you have a bankroll.
Most I did guys a three-team tease last week. The reason why I like three-team six-pointers is if you put $1,000 down, you get 1,800 back.
Yep.
I did the Packers, Vikings, and the Texans.
So Joe asked the same thing. Can you guys go over teasing? You should never be teasing college football.
Don't
with the exception
tease
of very
the
rare. The only time I'm teasing in the college football this year, I'm teasing if I can't find another parlay piece like with Arizona, I can tease them from 6 to minus a half, which is the money line,
yeah,
and then get 6 points on another team. That's the only time I would do it. Very, very rare circumstances.
Green
in college.
Bay, I got at 1, I got the Vikings at 1, and I got the Texans at 10.
Okay.
10.5, actually.
All right.
And it was 6 points. Some of the ones with more points, you have to pay more juice.
All right. All these questions are from last week. Okay. Question for the pod from John. What's your opinion on paying the people on sports radio commercials for a guarantee of plus 30 units in 10 days or your money back? I've been offered $100 for 10 days with a guarantee of $3,000 from SAS in Vegas. They're all frauds.
Listen, so I'll be honest here.
They're all frauds.
I one time
they're all frauds
bought a package because I wanted to see what this guy was doing, what he was using. Was it like the same info that I get? Was he using like a survey? I did it once, and what I did was every pick that he gave me, I either faded or followed it. And when I tell you, I probably went 85% fading and following the pick. I did it just to simply fade or follow. It worked in my favor, but I would never, ever pay a service. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't pay a service and put like Dan again. You're an idiot if you're the guy who's listening to that guy and betting money on it and it loses, right?
This is a great
right. I mean, we're giving away free pick. We do a podcast because we like it. We want more.
There are other podcasts out there too. Sports gambling podcast is a podcast. They have also a podcast with
DFS. We like
DFS
the chicken
stuff.
Dinner guys. Those are good.
They're
dudes.
Not doing their podcast this year.
Whoa!
They're having some, I guess, issues. I really
there was another
to Sam,
one of our wrestling friends just
Sam
stopped
about
too.
It. And
it's tough, dude. It's tough, dude. We commit to this.
It's essentially very tough.
We essentially do like 45 weeks a year.
Yeah,
because we get a little bit of a summer break and holiday and shit.
Yeah, it's
but we commit to this for 45 weeks, dude. It's hard.
It's really tough. It's tough. But yeah, I mean, again, there's no reason to pay people. There are a few people I would recommend. If you want to ask, you can DM me, but I mean, very rarely. Okay. Question from Justin. This is a good question. I don't think this can happen, but maybe you would know better than me. With Antonio Brown having 1 year left of eligibility at Central Michigan,
no.
Does he suit up this weekend for them? And should we lock it up before the Lions jump? I know. I was kidding. But it's a good question.
Now, I'll tell you this. If he never played in the NFL, could he go back? Yep.
Question about the WNBA, how to choose games. Guys, I'm not telling you my WNBA stuff. Stop asking. I'm not telling you. I'm done telling people secrets. So I told a guy, so about this, Joe. You want to hear, here's a fun story.
Sure. Remember quickly. I told you we were going to do this for 3 minutes?
Quickly.
No.
Here's a fun story. I told one of these guys how to like, a, you know, a little bit of stuff how I do my my stuff with WNBA. He started trying to steal my poison next week after that. And so I'm no longer helping.
Well,
you
know what,
though?
I bet you somebody could use our plays and sell them.
I bet you people do. I bet you there are people who do. And if you do, you're a fucking scumbag. At least give us some.
Oh, yeah, you are a scumbag. I will say this, though. Like, for me, I'll share this quickly, Dan, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't dislike other Twitter handles. Like, there's guys out there that I like. I've never had like a bad like back and forth with anybody. So if you have Dan, that's your thing. But there's a bunch of guys. I love Spread Investor. I love the Gen Picks. I love. It's not that I just like the guys. You know what I mean? I don't have any. We're all just supportive of each other. The way I look at it is, we're a gambling community. Let's kill the man. Let's kill the book. It's not about, hey, those guys are good or that guy's better. It's not, oh, I like Joe's picks better than Dan's. It has nothing to do with any of that. We're a gambling community, man. We're trying to beat the man, right? Like when you say you're trying to give your secrets, we're all trying to beat the man.
Yes, but we're also trying to beat each other to an extent.
Yeah, I mean, for exposure, but we're not a service.
We're
not a service.
But if you're on Philadelphia +4 and I'm on Green Bay -4, we are head to head. We are. And that is money that goes head to head. So, and I agree with that statement. It's a community. But it's also, I should not have to tell you how I make my plays. Just like Joe shouldn't have to tell you how he makes his stuff. It's, you know, there are a few things that we're just not going to tell you guys. So, anyways, moving on from a question from Mike. What is a square play? Joe, you want to take that one?
Yes. Let me think of one that's happened in life. Oh, the Rams -3 at Chicago last year, right? Remember that game? Was it a Monday night game? The Rams were -3. They had no shot. The Bears kicked their ass, destroyed them. A square play is something that is just ho-hum, looks too good to be true.
Everyone is on it. Square play is when everyone is on it.
The Patriots were -7 second half last week.
The Pats -7 this week. The Chiefs -6 this week. Those are square plays.
We'll find out.
No,
they're square.
You can win on a square play.
Wake Forest at BC, square.
But everyone is going to be on those. That's what I'm saying.
Okay? Square play is the
All right, question from Jesse.
He doesn't want to hear it.
If you don't know what a square play is now, guys, I don't know how to help you.
A sharp play means sharp money.
Okay, New England -0.5 first quarter versus Buffalo, -105. No brainer, right? Yeah, Jesse, you gotta listen to the podcast. What have I fucking told you? I mean, how many times do you guys have to ask me these questions?
What happened?
Every week I get a question about a square play every fucking week about the first quarters. Guys, if you want to play the first quarter, that's fun. I'm telling you, you live and die on those. It's not fun.
Get ready for basketball season, people.
Ask Joe about
square all over the place.
No, you're square all over the place. Ask about the first half over. Last week in the Patriots game. How'd that go?
Kickers.
There you go. Squares? No, it wasn't a kicker.
And okay, we got almost a touchdown in Navy.
All right. Final few questions.
Yes.
But from Ball is Life, where do you guys find public money? Has been playing some new to this, whatever. Sports Insights. Okay?
Sports Insights. I like covers.com. What's cool about Sports Insights, though, is they have graphs and shit.
Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to be rude here, guys. It's 9 o'clock. I'm fucking tired. Yeah, we're here since 6:30. Okay. Question from the pod. I'm sorry if it's been asked for. What is the worst thing you can do if you get on a hot streak, i.e. taking more bets, trying to capture some
betting second halves, doubling down, things of that degree?
Yeah, just
betting picks just to bet them.
If you're hot, keep what you're doing. You don't need to start increasing your workload, okay? And then a final question was, do you have any plays for the game tonight, which we already told you. We're doing all our Thursday night games on the Periscope. Guys, I'm fucking tired. Joe's tired. We've been here all day. Podcast will be out Friday. Or maybe late tonight. Maybe I'll decide to put it out late tonight if I get home ever. Do you have anything else for anyone else, Joe?
No, just continue to listen, continue to support. If you heard this final segment, feel free to tweet at us.
It was so funny. I'm so tired.
No, Dan's sick. I had a meltdown. I'm sorry. But if you want more red line stories or
Navy talk
sweating and Dan sweating as well, we'll be happy to share those on Twitter. And we got a touchdown. Navy up 20-7 with 7 minutes to go.
And Philadelphia at the Green Bay 19.
And it's 10-0 Green Bay. And this has been another, what are we at, 57 now?
This is episode 57.
57 podcasts.
Yep.
Does that include like our Major League Baseball shit and all that stuff?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a hockey one that would be 58.
Hockey one next week would be 58.
And then the 59 will be
football,
next week.
Football one would be 59.
And then 60 basketball?
60 is probably basketball. 61 is another.
The NBA one is going to, you know, Dan, the wrangle. Gonna dust that bad boy off.
We'll dust that off. Again, for you can't bet the wrangle for a few weeks though. You gotta let it develop.
Let's try it.
So you
That's
gotta
true.
Yeah, you gotta let it develop. So
that's true. All right, for Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. Dan, by the way, produces this program. So for anybody who has any issues with the production, or if you like the production,
if you don't like the production, suck it. I'm too tired, guys. Like I used
to do production. That's how I got into radio, everybody.
I know that we have people worrying about like the audio. Oh, Joe's voice is higher, Dan's voice is higher. Here's the thing. Joe speaks louder sometimes.
Yell.
I speak louder sometimes. I don't want to speak.
We're in different studios.
To go through the entire podcast and adjust
to, like,
the audio
not
is
let
hours.
Us use Google anymore.
Gmail. They're telling us we can't use Gmail anymore, which is how we do our podcast.
Listen.
And it's not Mike's fault. It's just so fucking stupid.
It's we're restricted. Deal with it. You know what, though? We're here every week. We don't ask for a dime. All we ask for is to listen to the damn podcast.
Oh, we're bitching right now.
This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.